James Driscoll, realapuman.net@gmail.com. Monday, January 28, 2019 at 7:13 a.m. Jimmy Escajeda. January 27, 2019 1:26 p.m. I found this disturbing trend today. Parents beware. Note, this audio spoken voice text narrative transcript was produced on January 28, 2019 and is incomplete to final desired audio version. This version contains errors in hyperlinks and other minor edits. However, the spelling and minor grammar errors have been altered and corrected from the original quick entry conversation Facebook post. This audio media created by the awesome Chromobone Playroom School is an educational resource learning disposition. In such degree of educational resource, only informational truth is provided in this audio. As mentioned in complaint by one of the responding participants in this public conversation, links are not to be ignored and material should be incorporated into one's mindful and respectful and non-hateful thought-inducing care and concern for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Extensively, all referenced external text link articles have been copied included in full into this long disposition. They are included in order of appearance, not particularly in order of desired foundation. Also, the online Facebook interface archive saved copy file has these article texts expanded into view as well as, in final version form, referenced YouTube videos embedded into the code for convenient reference, reading, and watching external referenced content. With all that is provided in this expanded learning school media disposition of this topic, the length of this audio can be long but worth the efforts of mindful thought and concerned persons who desire to expand their mind's insight to these subjects rather than live inside an informational quarantine bubble that holds false truth within a wall of ignorance. This media is a tool of resource to successfully overcome these obstacles and/or barriers of sharing. The name of this school is fully long titled, The Awesome Chromobone Glows and Blows Playroom. And it is a adult consent thought and practices school of education, learning, and direct share time experiences. http://awesomechromoboneplayroom.school/basic-human-needs. The Chromobone in this defined school name means hashtag Chromobone, origin Adinkra, one bad makes all look bad or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed. It is a warning symbol against deception and hypocrisy. This educational media audio narrative file and the written text archive of the Facebook post is available at the following URLs. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/facebook.com/james.escajeda/. http://webdomains.gruwup.net/facebook.com/james.escajeda/. http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net/facebook.com/james.escajeda/. Until the final version of this audio narrative is completed, information about the Adinkra symbol of the hashtag Chromobone is placed in a community peace-building deliverance of truth that can be found online with the following hashtag, #goodfriendstruefriends, why do you humans lie so much? It is found in audio version stored on this peace-building website networking domain, a written text copy version on WikiWorld, an audio version found on SoundCloud, and a spoken voice actor presentation found on YouTube. For interested learning and open-minded persons, a foundation of change of thought on what mindful presence is held herein, moral agency, and moral responsibility. http://community.gruwup.net/computing-and-moral-responsibility. The Facebook post begins. Jimmy Escajeda. 10 hours. I found this disturbing trend today. Parents beware. massresistance.org. Introducing kids to adult, youth gay clubs. Probably the fastest and most dangerous way that schoolchildren are introduced to homosexual behavior is through adult youth community, gay clubs, which are run by homosexual and transgender activist adults and seek to attract local high school and middle school children. Include, read full article text. https://www.massresistance.org/docs/gen2/14b/glisten-conference-040514/gay-youth-clubs/index.html. LGBT Teachers Conference in Boston, Part 5. Introducing kids to adult, youth gay clubs, in communities, outside of schools. A dangerous intro to gay sex. Posted, August 21, 2014. Probably the fastest and most dangerous way that schoolchildren are introduced to homosexual behavior is through adult youth community, gay clubs, which are run by homosexual and transgender activist adults and seek to attract local high school and middle school children. contingent of men and children from Boston LGBT Club Bagley marching in Youth Pride Parade. They were shouting, "Trans rights now!" All photos by Mass Resistance. This is the fifth part in our series on this year's annual GLSEN conference held in Boston in April 2014, which brought together LGBT teachers, school officials, and education activists, and their allies, along with children as young as fifth grade, where they outlined their latest tactics for the schools, community, LGBT youth clubs, mixing vulnerable kids with adult gay activists. Unlike the gay-straight alliance clubs inside the schools, which are themselves outrageous, these meet at various places in the community and are completely unsupervised by any outside entity. However, schools know this and are still cooperative in steering vulnerable kids to these clubs, where the kids develop relationships with the adult activists. In our experience, the school authorities do not notify parents when they introduce their child to these groups. Business card given out to kids at the conference. How dangerous can these clubs get? Most parents and public officials don't have a clue. Back in 2007, Mass Resistance posted a shocking public letter written by a 20-year-old homosexual activist in Maine describing the abuses going on by adults to kids in the local gay youth club. It included his own admission of sexual relations with two younger boys. Last year, a Massachusetts mother introduced legislation to stop the public schools from steering students to outside gay clubs after a counselor at her 16-year-old son's high school referred the boy to a local club without the parents' knowledge or consent. Here's from the mother's testimony before the Massachusetts legislature. "Our son was seeing a therapist for childhood traumas that are known to cause sexual identity issues in adolescence. At the gay club, our son was told that he was born gay, could never change, and that anyone who didn't embrace his sexual identity was a hater and a homophobe, including his family. He was provided with sexually provocative and anti-Christian literature. The school administrators defended the school counselor's actions in referring him to them. In recent years, these outside gay youth clubs have also emphasized cross-dressing, transgenderism, and even sex change medical procedures for kids." Mass Resistance recently documented how these clubs partner with even more extreme groups and radical government-funded transgender programs. Conference workshop. At the GLSEN LGBT Teachers Conference, it was clear that steering kids to these outside, gay youth clubs, and getting them involved with adult homosexual activists is no accident, but a part of their agenda. To start with, they had a workshop devoted to it. Youth-adult collaboration, involving homosexual activists, is every parent's nightmare. But the homosexual movement sees this as an important positive way for youth to be helped to free themselves from the influence of homophobic parents, and particularly their religious beliefs. In their eyes, this is good for kids' emotional and psychological well-being. There are various strategies for using schools to get kids involved with these groups. As mentioned above, one is to have a trusted counselor or advisor to suggest it as a support group. In contrast, the image they carefully craft for public officials, concerned citizens, and the media, is a well-honed script describing education programs, emotional and psychological support, and claims that reinforcing homosexual behavior prevents suicides. The latter claim often references the unscientific and discredited Mass Youth Risk Behavior Survey. This article from the local Wellesley MA newspaper is a classic example of how the community gay youth clubs carefully craft their image for the public. It was passed out at the conference. Bagley. Note that the conference workshop presenters are from Bagley, Boston Alliance of Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Youth. Bagley is the largest, most aggressive, and most well-funded LGBT youth club in Massachusetts. Bagley is run by a middle-aged man who dresses as a woman. As an official member of the state-funded Massachusetts Commission on GLBT Youth, Bagley has an entree into public schools across the state. It helps organize the annual Youth Pride Day and runs the accompanying evening Youth Gay Transgender Prom in Boston City Hall. We have a full report on this year's Youth Pride event coming up. Here's our report from Youth Pride Day 2009. A group of activists from Bagley posed for us at the 2014 Youth Pride event earlier this year. Bagley does not hide the fact that children and adults freely mix. See top photo. Its website admits that it has no minimum age, and that all LGBTQ youth ages 22 and under are welcome to participate in BAGLY's program activities and events. The average age range of the youth who currently participate in our weekly programming is 14-20, while our annual events are usually more inclusive of 21 and 22-year-olds. BAGLY's attitude towards sexual activity between participants is also very clear. Our approach to programming and services is youth-centered, non-judgmental and sex-positive, meaning we think consensual sex is natural and healthy. Despite all of this, the state continues to fund BAGLY's activities and the schools continue to include it. Wagley. Literature from Wagley, West Suburban Alliance of Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender, and Queer Youth was also distributed and promoted to kids at the conference. As Bagley is mostly centered around the Boston inner city area, Wagley is located in the western suburbs. Above Wagley contingent marches in this year's Youth Pride Day parade. Left, these are the kinds of people they pair up schoolchildren with. Man marching at left of top photo, wearing Wagley shirt, is wearing women's high heel shoes. Wagley uses many of the same strategies to attract school children as the other LLGBT youth community clubs. They seem to focus on offering kids a welcoming place for support, and the group meets in unsupervised, gay-friendly settings away from the public schools. Some of WAGLY's literature, which was passed out at the conference, is shown below. In 2010, the Wagley adults and kids marched with a different banner, but the same purpose. LGBT Coalition of Western Massachusetts. The LGBT Coalition of Western Massachusetts is also disturbing because it is much more overtly adult-oriented than the others. But seems to use the same mentoring tactics to attract kids and to involve them in TS events and activities. Their literature was also passed out at the conference. Right, LGBT Coalition booklet passed out at conference. Below, excerpt from the LGBT Coalition booklet describing their youth adult mentoring program. Postcard passed out as part of the LGBT Coalition package, also pitching their mentoring program. And, of course, a business card. Other LGBT youth community groups. There are several other LGBT youth community clubs across the state that are quite active but weren't promoted at this conference. However, we've observed that those groups use the same tactics and work as closely as they can with local public school administrators and teachers. It is shocking that most parents, citizens, and even politicians are completely unaware that this is happening to vulnerable kids in their public schools and communities, and that teachers are being instructed in how to promote it to school children at conferences like this. Masri's stance will continue to expose this. End of included text. 3 you and 2 others. 101 comments. Wow, show more reactions. Comment. Share. Comments. James M. Driscoll. I believe that any sexual interest groups should be done as adults. It does not negate the fact that gay people are born this way. Studies show this to be the truth. Genes linked to being gay may help straight people get more sex. https://www.technologyreview.com/.genes-linked-2/genes-linked-to-being-gay-may-help-straight-people-get-more-sex by Antonio Regalado, October 18, 2018. Now a team of researchers has carried out the largest ever genetic study of sexual orientation and found evidence consistent with one possible explanation. The very same genetic factors that predispose people to be gay may also, when heterosexuals have them, lead to more sexual partners and greater mating success. Edit or delete this. technologyreview.com. Genes linked to being gay may help straight people get more sex. Genes linked to being gay may help straight people get more sex. Include, read full article text. https://www.technologyreview.com/s/61-1946/genes-linked-to-being-gay-help-straight-people-get-more-sex/. Rewriting life. Genes linked to being gay may help straight people get more sex. The largest ever study of genetics and sexual orientation offers a theory about the longevity of genes that influence homosexuality. By Antonio Regalado, October 18, 2018. Across cultures, between 2% and 5% of men are gay. That amounts to an evolutionary paradox. Gay men have fewer children, so one would expect that the trait would disappear over time. But it hasn't. Recommended for you. We analyzed 16,625 papers to figure out where AI is headed next. Facebook's plan to merge WhatsApp, Instagram, and Messenger sounds a privacy alarm. DeepMind's new AI just beat top human pro gamers at StarCraft 2 for the first time. Boeing's electric autonomous passenger air vehicle just had its first flight. AI is sending people to jail, and getting it wrong. Now a team of researchers has carried out the largest ever genetic study of sexual orientation and found evidence consistent with one possible explanation. The very same genetic factors that predispose people to being gay may also, when heterosexuals have them, lead to more sexual partners and greater mating success. Details of the unpublished study have been described in a public research plan, in two scientific abstracts, and by researchers at a scientific meeting held in June at the Broad Institute, a genome research center in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The hunt for sexual orientation genes, which wades into the polarizing question of whether people are born gay or become so, is part of a boom in genomics research that aims to unveil how genes shape behavior, not just diseases. Powering the new social genetics are huge databases, including the British government-funded UK Biobank and the DNA of millions of customers collected by 23andMe, a consumer gene testing company. Scientists have begun using this mass of data to successfully probe the genetic basis of a surprising range of behaviors, from smoking to insomnia, intelligence, marijuana use, and even time spent watching television. The research is at its most sensitive when it touches on sexual orientation. Jeffrey Reed, who is head of genome informatics at Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, and who is gay, says he is concerned about how such discoveries are discussed in the press. That could have an outsize impact on already vulnerable people, he says. Have you ever had sexual intercourse with someone of the same sex? A question posed to volunteers by the UK Biobank. Supposedly, clear evidence of a genetic basis for homosexuality may lead a parent to deem their gay son irrevocably broken and eject him from their life, Reed says. Alternatively, maybe some evidence of a genetic basis of homosexuality may lead a parent to embrace their child as God made them, or lead someone struggling out of darkness and into self-acceptance. Because the work could be controversial, the team behind the new gene hunt opted to post their research plan online in 2017. They described their intent to perform a genome-wide association study, a technique originally developed to locate genetic susceptibilities to diseases like macular degeneration and diabetes. But instead of scouring for associations between people's illnesses and features of their genomes, they would carry out a vast statistical analysis comparing the DNA of hundreds of thousands of people with information about their sexual behavior. It's already well known that being gay is partly genetic, as in all other behaviors, genes play a role. Yet earlier attempts to identify specific genes involved were, by and large, unsuccessful. That's mainly because there wasn't enough genetic data available. The new study is about 10 times larger than any previous effort. With these large sample sizes, we are finally discovering things we can actually kind of count on being true, says Michael Bailey, a psychologist at Northwestern University who studies sexuality. Ms. Tech. The search was two-pronged. First, the team used DNA data on more than 300,000 heterosexuals who had disclosed in a survey how many sex partners they'd had. Then, to find genes linked to what the researchers call non-heterosexual behavior, the team also identified about 28,000 people who had answered yes to the following survey question: have you ever had sexual intercourse with someone of the same sex? According to a presentation by team member Robbie Weddo of the University of Colorado in June, the researchers located four positions in men's genomes that were statistically correlated with their ever having had gay sex, and about 40 correlated with whether heterosexuals had had more or fewer sex partners. This is not saying that someone is going to be heterosexual or not, it's really saying there is going to be a slightly higher or a slightly lower chance, Benjamin Neal, a geneticist at the Broad Institute and one of the study's leaders, said during MIT Technology Review's MTech conference in September. When it comes to explaining who is gay, though, Bailey says the study is not ideal. That's because it relies on people's self-reported sexual history. This may be too broad, says Bailey. The researchers may have categorized people willing to experiment sexually along with those who consider themselves gay. According to Weddo's presentation, the team had less success finding genetic links among women who'd had sex with women. That could mean they need a still larger number of volunteers, or it could reflect the failure of the study's design to capture the nuances of people's sexual behavior. Nevertheless, the researchers used the results to address the question of why homosexuality is relatively common. One possible explanation for why it is, they say, is that the same genetic factors also give a reproductive advantage to straight people who have them. According to an abstract the team submitted to the American Society for Human Genetics, whose annual meeting is underway this week in San Diego, the DNA signals linked to gay sexual experiences also appeared more often in straight men who had a larger number of sex partners. The team also notes that straight men with the gay-linked variants were, on average, judged more physically attractive than others. The researchers declined to say who did the judging. This, the scientists conclude, could mean that these variants also confer a mating advantage to heterosexual carriers. Such trade-offs are a fact of evolution. For instance, gene variants that can cause sickle cell anemia also lend protection against malaria. The resulting balance means the sickle cell gene doesn't die out. The researchers say their new findings about non-heterosexual behavior, though not conclusive, are consistent with such a Darwinian balancing act. End of included text. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 9H. Edited. Hide 25 replies. Jimmy Escajeda, what does this have to do with minor stalkers? Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 9H. Jimmy Escajeda, by the way, have you ever thought if everyone was homosexual, what would happen to the human race? If something is innately good, its consequences are good and life continues. But if everyone were to choose the homosexual lifestyle, disastrous results of destruction would occur. This is why it's a destructive lifestyle choice. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 9H. James M. Driscoll. Jimmy Escajeda, your article mentions adult, youth groups. One can be a mentor and not necessarily resort to sexual activities, where most pedophiles are actually straight men, not gay men, seeking sexual activities with minors. Yes, there are exceptions, but the predominance of pedophiles are straight. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 9H. Jimmy Escajeda, it is referring to clubs. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 9H. Jimmy Escajeda, like there, https://www.nightclub.com/.4-big-nightclub-trends-4. Hide or report this. Nightclub.com. 4 big nightclub trends for 2017, Nightclub and Bar Digital. 4 big nightclub trends for 2017, Nightclub and Bar Digital. Include, read full article text. 4 big nightclub trends for 2017. By Whitney Larson. January 17, 2017, 1 a.m. Image, Getty. Share a Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, MailPrint. It's that time when we reflect on the past year and gear up for even bigger results in the year ahead. In 2016, we saw a lot more event-like thinking, a bigger adoption of technology to streamline operations, and more tracking of data to optimize performance. In 2017, we can expect to see an increase in those areas while we also embrace these following four trends. 1. Personalization. Nearly every industry has shifted its focus to providing one-on-one personalized service, except for the nightlife industry. We're still operating with pen and paper, and not getting an accurate understanding of who our guests are. And when guests are used to being treated like an individual everywhere else, it's hard to go somewhere they're treated like a number. Being more personal with your customers is a huge opportunity and is easier than you think with the right system that collects data. After all, 90% of consumers surveyed have said they're willing to provide their information as long as they get personalized service in return. 2. Pre-sell inventory. Part of creating a demand for your party is getting people committed to show up. That's where pre-selling comes into play. Having tickets already sold to an upcoming event creates a sense of urgency that they're going to be sold out before the night of the event. The same is true for VIP tables on any given night. That sense of urgency, or the sense that the supply is decreasing, creates demand. Pre-selling your inventory not only creates this demand, but it also guarantees your revenue before the night begins. Look for a system that helps you manage your entire pre-sale inventory, from tickets to tables. 3. Classic drinks. After several seasons of complex, local, and seasonal cocktails, we're going back to the classics. Top mixologists around the country are agreeing on the approach of simple ingredients to make classic cocktails, but still with the attention to details we've seen these past years. Vermouth is making a strong comeback, led by the rise of Manhattans and Negronis, and Amaro continues to tick upward in popularity. Either way, experts are looking forward to going back to classic cocktails made with quality spirits and few ingredients. 4. Leveraging promotions. We're getting savvier as marketers and are now able to track where traffic is coming from, which promotions do and don't work to bring in the right people, and whether your promoters play a big part in your marketing game. Just in the past few months, I've seen nightclubs track every aspect of their marketing, including individual Facebook posts and images along with individual staff members. They've been using the results to pump out more effective campaigns to bring in higher spending guests. This is powerful marketing, and what's going to take you to the next level in 2017. End of included text. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 9H. James M. Driscoll. Jimmy Escajeda, if you read the first article that presented, it explains that equation. And for the record, although I am 100% gay, most persons identify as bisexual in nature and most humans that are gay actually have had sex with women at some point in their life. Also, I believe that two gay fathers, married in a committed relationship, can love a child by either parent, and that child rearing does not require a single man and a single woman to have well-adjusted children. I think the best place to put this argument is to introduce you to #Patapo and a blog. Run ahead of me. This has nothing to do with gay issues in particular, but a priority is teaching kindness. http://runaheadofme.blogspot.com/.. Edit or delete this. runaheadofme.blogspot.com. Patapo, reconciliation and peacemaking. Patapo, reconciliation and peacemaking. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 9h. Include, read full blog space entry. https://runaheadofme.blogspot.com/2007/12/my-personality-is-viewed-through_31.html. FBCLID=IWAR3K7K_6IEJMKO9IOTVK8DCJANWNLHS8UCZ8RRT8PI hexadecimal7RSFQLUXJVXJPA. Run ahead of me. Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter. Monday, December 31, 2007. Patapo, reconciliation and peacemaking. This image is an Adinkra symbol, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa called Patapo. It is meant to represent the, not a pacification, reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. From West African wisdom, Adinkra symbols and meanings. I am trying to expand my efforts at teaching conflict resolution throughout the schools where I work and have chosen this symbol as the badge to give kids and adults who have successfully learned the principles and have pledged to embody them throughout the school. My guiding principles are summed up pretty well in the words of a Buddhist nun, so I will let her speak for me. We need to bring loving kindness not only into the family but also into the schools. Before I became a nun, I was a schoolteacher, so I have especially strong feelings about this. The most important thing for children to learn is not a lot of information, but how to be kind human beings and how to resolve their conflicts with others in a constructive way. Parents and teachers put a lot of time and money into teaching children science, arithmetic, literature, geography, geology, and computers. But do we ever spend any time teaching them how to be kind? Do we have any courses in kindness? Do we teach kids how to work with their own negative emotions and how to resolve conflicts with others? I think this is much more important than the academic subjects. Why? Children may know a lot, but if they grow up to be unkind, resentful, or greedy adults, their lives will not be happy. Parents want their children to have a good future and thus think their children need to make a lot of money. They teach their children academic and technical skills so that they can get a good job and make lots of money, as if money were the cause of happiness. But when people are on their deathbed, you never hear anybody wishfully say, "I should have spent more time in the office. I should have made more money." When people have regrets about how they lived their life, usually they regret not communicating better with other people, not being kinder, not letting the people that they care about know that they care. If you want your kids to have a good future, don't teach them just how to make money, but how to live a healthy life, how to be a happy person, how to contribute to society in a productive way. Excerpted from Teaching Children by Example by Venerable Tubton Chodron. Copyright. Posted by Joel Moody at 1:52 p.m. Email this, blah this. Share to Twitter, share to Facebook, share to Pinterest. Labels, Adinkra, African symbols, children, compassion, conflict resolution, kindness, knot, Patapo, pacification, peacemaking, reconciliation, school, Tubton, West Africa. One comment. James Driscoll said, "My name is James. I have used your article in reference to a ongoing peace effort I am making, particularly with adults. I have high praise for your words as they relate to children. My post in on my Facebook page. https://www.facebook.com/groupup/posts/10296865003877716. At Groupup, a higher calling standard of character above just being a grown-up. Great reasons us, you, I, and all here, will unite peace. November 9, 2015 at 3:27 p.m. End of included text. James M. Driscoll, I do not support the mingling of adult-child gay issues except in school settings, where if gay youth are given resources, we have reduced the number of gay youth suicides. Do you trust Psychology Today? https://www.psychologytoday.com/.y/or-suicide-rates. Edit or delete this. psychologytoday.com. Why are suicide rates higher among LGBTQ youth? Why are suicide rates higher among LGBTQ youth? Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 9H. Include. Read full article text. https://www.psychologytoday.com//blog/the-truth-about-exercise-addiction/2017-10/y-or-suicide-rates-higher-among-lgbtq-youth. Catherine Schreiber and Heather Hausenblas, PhD. The Truth About Exercise Addiction. Why Are Suicide Rates Higher Among LGBTQ Youth? Sexual Minorities Face Unique Risk Factors. Posted October 12, 2017. By Catherine Schreiber. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, suicide is the second leading cause of death among youth aged 15 to 24 and the third leading cause of death among youth aged 10 to 14, CDC, 2010. Among youth who identify as sexual minorities, the likelihood of death by suicide has been estimated to be 2 to 7 times greater than the likelihood of death by suicide among heterosexual youth, Haas et al., 2011. Haas et al. Suggest that such a range exists because records of death rarely include a person's sexual orientation. More precise data exist on the prevalence of suicidal ideation among sexual minority youth, however, with twice as many reporting a desire or intent to die when compared to heterosexual youth, King et al., 2008. Article continues after advertisement. Various theories abound as to why rates of suicide and/or suicidal ideation are higher among youth who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, or asexual, LGBTQIA. Chief among them, the minority stress hypothesis and the interpersonal psychological theory of suicide, Russell and Fish, 2016. Irrespective of theoretical orientation, however, most researchers, psychologists, and mental health practitioners agree that youth identifying as a sexual minority are exposed to a higher number of risk factors than their heterosexual counterparts. Sexual minority youth also face several unique risk factors for suicidal ideation and completed suicide, Mustansky and Liu, 2012. General risk factors for suicide identified over the past several decades include a family history of suicide, childhood maltreatment, having a mental illness, in particular, borderline personality disorder, schizophrenia and psychotic disorders, antisocial personality disorder, conduct disorder, and depression, struggling with substance abuse, experiencing chronic feelings of hopelessness, and having access to a means of completing suicide, i.e., access to a weapon, Franklin et al., 2017. Perceived burdensome menace and thwarted belongingness have also been shown to increase one's risk of suicidal ideation and death by suicide, Bombs, Grossman, and Russell, 2015. Additionally, a substantial amount of evidence has linked episodes of self-harm to suicidal ideation and suicide attempts. Though the relationship between self-harm and suicide is complicated by the fact that not all episodes of self-harm are directly related to or derivative of an intention to die, a systematic review and meta-analysis by Chan et al., 2016, of various factors correlated with suicide in the wake of self-harm found self-harm to be predictive of death by suicide. The same review also found that poor physical health and male gender increased one's risk of suicide completion. Risk factors specific to sexual minority youth include gender nonconformity, low or lack of family support, and victimization for being a sexual minority, Mustansky and Liu, 2013. That LGBTQIA youth are exposed to these additional risk factors, atop those normally increasing one's risk for suicidal ideation and completed suicide, helps to explain why sexual minority youth are at a greater risk of desiring to end, and sometimes successfully ending, their own lives. Mustansky and Liu also posit that such factors specific to sexual minority youth are mediated by the emotional and affective vicissitudes characteristic of adolescence. Indeed, intense affect is itself a risk factor for suicidal behavior, Hendon et al., 2010. Article continues after advertisement. It is important to note that predicting whether or not a specific person will commit suicide is a scientifically impossible feat, Franklin et al., 2017. There is no critical threshold of risk factors beyond which one is guaranteed to do so. One may, for instance, identify as transgender and gay, struggle with mental illness, recall memories of childhood abuse, feel hopeless, have access to weapons, yet elect not to end one's own life. This is because the completion of suicide, as well as the intensity and duration of suicidal ideation, are open to moderation and mediation by a range of protective factors, some of which, like risk factors, are unique to sexual minority youth. Generally speaking, factors that protect against suicide in youth include having a positive relationship with one or more parent, feeling positively connected to and included in school settings, as well as feeling involved in a group of peers. Brent et al., 2009. Brent et al. Have also identified adaptive family coping, namely, the willingness and ability of a family to alter its rules, structures of power, and relationship roles, as a protective factor against youth suicidal behavior and ideation. Specific to sexual minority youth, family cohesion, school safety, and the perception of being cared for and about by adults outside the nuclear family have been found to lower the risk of suicide and suicidal ideation, Haas et al., 2011. Family and peer support have been shown to have a comparably favorable effect on reducing suicidal ideation and completion, Mustansky, and Liu, 2013. Various therapeutic modalities have also been found to reduce suicidal ideation among adults and adolescents. A systematic review and meta-analysis by Augrin et al., 2015, underscored the efficacy of dialectical behavior therapy, DBT, mentalization-based therapy, MBT, and cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, in reducing intent to die and the likelihood of completing suicide, largely by reducing risk factors for suicide like depression and self-harm. Article continues after advertisement. While further research needs to verify their effectiveness in reducing the total number of deaths by suicide, especially among youth, several studies measuring crisis and suicide prevention hotlines' effects on hopelessness, psychological pain, and intent to die have found positive results in adult populations, i.e., Gould, Califat, Munfak, and Kleinman, 2007. Youth tend to be less aware of the availability of crisis and suicide prevention hotlines and, as a result, tend to utilize them less. Butinger, Quick, and Riddle, 2015. Interventions and services provided via text messaging, online chats, Twitter, Facebook, and other forms of social media have not been extensively studied but may offer younger generations inroads to support, and therefore, another means of reducing suicidal ideation, via mediums that are more appealing and/or accessible to them. Crisis prevention services can also connect users to mental health services via referrals, an additional avenue through which psychological suffering can be salved. Gould, Munfak, Kleinman, and Lake 2012 found that approximately half of all adult callers in a study of crisis hotline referral outcomes utilized ongoing resources provided by a crisis counselor over the phone. The percentage of youth who are able to secure ongoing support following contact with a crisis lifeline, however, has yet to be documented. If you identify as an LGBTQE youth and are in crisis, or know someone who is, call the Trevor Project, 1-866-488-7386. If you are an adult in crisis, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255. References. Bombs, L. Grossman, A. H. Russell, S. T. 2015. Minority Stress and Mechanisms of Risk for Depression and Suicidal Ideation Among Lesbian, Gay, and Bisexual Youth. Developmental Psychology, 51, 5, 688-696. DOI 10.1037/AOO38994. Brent D. Greenhill, L. Compton, S. Emsley, G. Wells, K. Walkup, J. Turner, J. B. 2009. The Treatment of Adolescent Suicide Attempters, TASA, Study, Predictors of Suicidal Events in an Open Treatment Trial. Journal of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, 4810, 987-996. DOI 10.1097/CHI-0B013E318-1B5DBE4. Butinger, M. C. Quick, M. F. and Riddle, M. A. 2015. Awareness, Attitudes, and Use of Crisis Hotlines Among Youth at Risk for Suicide. Suicide and Life-Threatening Behavior, 45-2, 192-198. DOI 10.1111/SLTV.12112. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, 2015. 10 Leading Causes of Death by Age Group, 2015. Retrieved September 20th from https://www.cdc.gov/injury/images/lc-charts/leading_causes_of_death_age_group_2015_105-0740H.gif. Chan, M. K. Y. Body, H. Meter, N. Stockton, S. Evans, J. O'Connor, R. C. Capper, N. and Kendall, T. 2016. Predicting Suicide Following Self-Harm, Systematic Review of Risk Factors and Risk Scales. The British Journal of Psychiatry, 209-277-283. DOI, 10.1192/bjp.bp.115.170050. Franklin, J. C. Ribeiro, J. D. Fox, K. R. Bentley, K. H. Kleiman, E. M. Huang, X. Nock, M. K. 2017. Risk Factors for Suicidal Thoughts and Behaviors, a Meta-Analysis of 50 Years of Research. Psychological Bulletin, 143-187-232. DOI 10.1037-BULL00084. Gould, M. S. Kalafat, J. Munfak, J. L. H. and Kleinman, M. 2007. An Evaluation of Crisis Hotline Outcomes, Part 2, Suicidal Callers. Suicide and Life-Threatening Behavior, 37, 338-352. DOI 10.1521, Suli.2007.37. 3.338. Gould, M. S. Munfak, J. L. H. Kleinman, M. and Lake, A. M. 2012. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, Enhancing Mental Health Care for Suicidal Individuals and Other People in Crisis. Suicide and Life-Threatening Behavior, 42, 22-35. DOI 10.1111, J.1943278X. 2011.00068X. Haas, A. P. Eliasson, M. Mays, V. M. Matthew, R. M. Cochran, S. D. Dogley, A. R. Clayton, P. J. 2011. Suicide and Suicide Risk in Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Populations, Review and Recommendations. Journal of Homosexuality, 58.1-51. http://doi.org/10.1080/0091836.9.2011.534038. Hendon, H. Algerdi, R. K. Haup, P. R. Hughes, S. Turner, J. B. 2010. Role of Intense Effects in Predicting Short-Term Risk for Suicidal Behavior. The Journal of Nervous and Mental Disease, 198-3-220-225. DOI 10.1097/NMD 0B01313181D13D14. Kalafat, J. Gould, M. S. Munfak, J. L. H. and Kleinman, M. 2007. An Evaluation of Crisis Hotline Outcomes Part 1, Non-Suicidal Crisis Callers. Suicide and Life-Threatening Behavior, 37, 3, 322-337. DOI 10.1521, Suli.2007, 37.3.322. King, M., Semlian, J., Ty, S., S. Killespie, H. Osborne, D., Popliak, D., and Nazareth, I. 2008. A Systematic Review of Mental Disorder, Suicide, and Deliberate Self-Harm in Lesbian, Gay and Bisexual People. BMC Psychiatry, 870. http://doi.org/10.1186/1471-244x-8-7. Mustansky, B., Liu, Richard T. 2013. A Longitudinal Study of Predictors of Suicide Attempts Among Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Youth. Archives of Sexual Behavior, 42, 3, 437-48. DOI 10.1007/105.08012001139. Algren, D., Trana, T., Stahl, D., Moran, P., Asarno, J. R. 2015. Therapeutic Interventions for Suicide Attempts and Self-Harm in Adolescence, Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis. Journal of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, 54, 2, 97-107. DOI 10.1016/j.jack.2014.10.009. Russell, S., T., and Fish, J., N. 2016. Mental Health in Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender, LGBT, Youth. Annual Review of Clinical Psychology, 12465-487. http://doi.org/10.1146/annurev-clinci-02181-5-093153. End of included text. Jimmy Escajeda, I don't hate homosexuals as people at all. I care for them and their welfare. But I know that who one chooses to have a sexual partner is a choice. Hetero or homosexual. Heterosexuals choose same sex as a variety of situations. Prison, for example. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 9H. James M. Driscoll, Jimmy Escajeda, I never said you are in a hate mode. You are the one placing that adjective onto this subject. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 9H. James M. Driscoll, https://itgetsbetter.org/. Edit or delete this. itgetsbetter.org. It gets better. It gets better. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 9H. Jimmy Escajeda, I was just making my stance known and did not mean to imply that you were saying that I was AH8R. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 9H. James M. Driscoll, Jimmy Escajeda, I would never choose to have a homosexual lifestyle considering all of the stigma associated to this lifestyle. No one would complicate their life this way unless there was an inner sexuality identity that is naturally expressed. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 9H. James M. Driscoll, James M. Driscoll plus, homosexuality occurs naturally in other animals. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/homosexual_behavior_and_animals. Edit or delete this. En, Wikipedia, org. Homosexual behavior in animals, Wikipedia. Homosexual behavior in animals, Wikipedia. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 9H. Edited. Include. Read full article text. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/homosexual_behavior_and_animals. Homosexual behavior in animals. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Jump to navigation, jump to search. For homosexuality in humans, see homosexuality. Two male mallards, Anas platyrhynchos. Homosexual behavior in animals is sexual behavior among non-human species that is interpreted as homosexual or bisexual. This may include same-sex sexual activity, courtship, affection, pair bonding, and parenting among same-sex animal pairs. 1, 2, 3, 4. Research indicates that various forms of this are found in every major geographic region and every major animal group. The sexual behavior of non-human animals takes many different forms, even within the same species, though homosexual behavior is best known from social species. Scientists perceive homosexual behavior in animals to different degrees. The motivations for and implications of these behaviors have yet to be fully understood, since most species have yet to be fully studied. 5. According to Bruce Bagamil, the animal kingdom engages in homosexual behavior, with much greater sexual diversity, including homosexual, bisexual and non-reproductive sex, than the scientific community and society at large have previously been willing to accept. 6. Bagamil adds, however, that this is necessarily an account of human interpretations of these phenomena. 7. Simon Levey introduced caveat that, although homosexual behavior is very common in the animal world, it seems to be very uncommon that individual animals have a long-lasting predisposition to engage in such behavior to the exclusion of heterosexual activities. Thus, a homosexual orientation, if one can speak of such thing in animals, seems to be a rarity. 8. One species in which exclusive homosexual orientation occurs, however, is that of domesticated sheep, Ovis aries. 9. 10. About 10% of rams, males, refuse to mate with ewes, females, but do readily mate with other rams. 10. According to Bagamil, 1999, same-sex behavior, comprising courtship, sexual, pair bonding, and parental activities, has been documented in over 450 species of animals worldwide. 11. Contents. 1. In relation to humans. 1.1. Applying the term homosexual to animals. 1.2. Nature or nurture. 2. Research. 3. Basis. 3.1 Physiological basis. 3.2 Genetic basis. 3.3 Neurobiological basis. 4. Some selected species and groups. 4.1 Birds. 4.1.1 Black swans. 4.1.2 Laysan albatross. 4.1.3 ibises, 4.1.4 mallards, 4.1.5 penguins, 4.1.6 vultures, 4.1.7 pigeons, 4.2 mammals, 4.2.1 Amazon dolphin, 4.2.2 American bison, 4.2.3 bats, 4.2.4 bottlenose dolphins, 4.2.5 elephants, 4.2.6 giraffes, 4.2.7 marmots, 4.2.8 lions, 4.2.9 polecat, 4.2.10 primates, 4.2.10.1 bonobo, 4.2.10.2 gorillas, 4.2.10.3 Japanese macaque, 4.2.10.4 orangutans, 4.2.10.5 monkeys, 4.2.11 sheep, 4.2.12 spotted hyena, 4.3 reptiles, 4.3.1 lizards, 4.3.2 tortoises, 4.4 insects and arachnids, 4.4.1 dragonflies, 4.4.2 fruit flies, 4.4.3 bed bugs. 5. See also, 6 references, 7 external links, in relation to humans, applying the term homosexual to animals. The term homosexual was coined by Carl Maria Kurt Benny in 1868 to describe same-sex sexual attraction and sexual behavior in humans. 12. Its use in animal studies has been controversial for two main reasons: animal sexuality and motivating factors have been and remain poorly understood, and the term has strong cultural implications in Western society that are irrelevant for species other than humans. 13. Thus, homosexual behavior has been given a number of terms over the years. According to Bruce Bagamil, when describing animals, the term homosexual is preferred over gay, lesbian, and other terms currently in use, as these are seen as even more bound to human homosexuality. 14. Bailey et al. Says, homosexual, in animals, this has been used to refer to same-sex behavior that is not sexual in character, e.g., homosexual tandem running, in termites, same-sex courtship or copulatory behavior occurring over a short period of time, e.g., homosexual mounting, in cockroaches and rams, or long-term pair bonds between same-sex partners that might involve any combination of courting, copulating, parenting and affectional behaviors, e.g., homosexual pair bonds in gulls. In humans, the term is used to describe individual sexual behaviors as well as long-term relationships, but in some usages connotes a gay or lesbian social identity. Scientific writing would benefit from reserving this anthropomorphic term for humans and not using it to describe behavior in other animals, because of its deeply rooted context in human society. 15. Animal preference and motivation is always inferred from behavior. In wild animals, researchers will as a rule not be able to map the entire life of an individual, and must infer from frequency of single observations of behavior. The correct usage of the term homosexual is that an animal exhibits homosexual behavior or even same-sex sexual behavior. However, this article conforms to the usage by modern research. 14, 16, 17, 18, page needed, 19, applying the term homosexuality to all sexual behavior, copulation, genital stimulation, mating games and sexual display behavior, between animals of the same sex. In most instances, it is presumed that the homosexual behavior is but part of the animal's overall sexual behavioral repertoire, making the animal bisexual, rather than homosexual, as the terms are commonly understood in humans. 18, page needed, but cases of homosexual preference and exclusive homosexual pairs are known. 20. Nature or nurture. The observation of homosexual behavior in animals can be seen as both an argument for and against the acceptance of homosexuality in humans, and has been used especially against the claim that it is a peccatum contra naturam, sin against nature. For instance, homosexuality in animals was cited by the American Psychiatric Association and other groups in their Amici Curiae brief to the United States Supreme Court in Lawrence v. Texas, which ultimately struck down the sodomy laws of 14 states. 21, 22. Research. A majority of the research available concerning homosexual behavior in animals lacks specification between animals that exclusively exhibit same-sex tendencies and those that participate in heterosexual and homosexual mating activities interchangeably. This lack of distinction has led to differing opinions and conflicting interpretations of collected data amongst scientists and researchers. For instance, Bruce Bagamil, author of the book Biological Exuberance, Animal Homosexuality and Natural Diversity, emphasizes that there are no anatomical or endocrinological differences between exclusively homosexual and exclusively heterosexual animal pairs. 23 page. needed, however, if the definition of homosexual behavior is made to include animals that participate in both same-sex and opposite-sex mating activities. Hormonal differences have been documented among key sex hormones, such as testosterone and estradiol, when compared to those who participate solely in heterosexual mating. 24. Many of the animals used in laboratory-based studies of homosexuality do not appear to spontaneously exhibit these tendencies often in the wild. Such behavior is often elicited and exaggerated by the researcher during experimentation through the destruction of a portion of brain tissue, or by exposing the animal to high levels of steroid hormones prenatally. 25 page. Needed, information gathered from these studies is limited when applied to spontaneously occurring same-sex behavior in animals outside of the laboratory. 25. Homosexual behavior in animals has been discussed since classical antiquity. The earliest written mention of animal homosexuality appears to date back to 2,300 years ago, when Aristotle 384-322 BC described copulation between pigeons, partridges, and quails of the same sex. 26. The hieroglyphics of Horopollo, written in the 4th century AD by the Egyptian writer Horopollo, mentions hermaphroditism in hyenas and homosexuality in partridges. 26. The first review of animal homosexuality was written by the zoologist Ferdinand Karsh Hawk in 1900. 26. Until recent times, the presence of same-sex sexual behavior was not, officially, observed on a large scale, possibly due to observer bias caused by social attitudes to same-sex sexual behavior. 27. Innocent confusion, lack of interest, distaste, scientists fearing loss of their grants or even from a fear of being ridiculed by their colleagues. 28-29. Georgetown University biologist Janet Mann states, scientists who study the topic are often accused of trying to forward an agenda, and their work can come under greater scrutiny than that of their colleagues who study other topics. 30. They also noted, not every sexual act has a reproductive function. That's true of humans and non-humans. 30. It appears to be widespread amongst social birds and mammals, particularly the sea mammals and the primates. The true extent of homosexuality in animals is not known. While studies have demonstrated homosexual behavior in a number of species, Peter Bachmann, the scientific advisor of the exhibition Against Nature, in 2007, speculated that the true extent of the phenomenon may be much larger than was then recognized. No species has been found in which homosexual behavior has not been shown to exist, with the exception of species that never have sex at all, such as sea urchins and aphis. Moreover, a part of the animal kingdom is hermaphroditic, truly bisexual. For them, homosexuality is not an issue. 28. Two male giraffes in Kenya. An example of overlooking homosexual behavior is noted by Bagamil describing mating giraffes where 9 out of 10 pairings occur between males. Every male that sniffed a female was reported as sex, while anal intercourse with orgasm between males was only revolving around dominance, competition or greetings. 31. Some researchers believe this behavior to have its origin in male social organization and social dominance, similar to the dominance traits shown in prison sexuality. Others, particularly Bagamil, Joan Roughgarden, Thierry Lode, 32, and Paul Vassy suggest the social function of sex, both homosexual and heterosexual, is not necessarily connected to dominance, but serves to strengthen alliances and social ties within a flock. Others have argued that social organization theory is inadequate because it cannot account for some homosexual behaviors, for example, penguin species where male individuals mate for life and refuse to pair with females when given the chance. 33-34. While reports on many such mating scenarios are still only anecdotal, a growing body of scientific work confirms that permanent homosexuality occurs not only in species with permanent pair bonds, 19, but also in non-monogamous species like sheep. One report on sheep cited below states, approximately 8% of rams exhibit sexual preferences, that is, even when given a choice for male partners, male-oriented rams, in contrast to most rams, which prefer female partners, female-oriented rams. We identified a cell group within the medial preoptic area, anterior hypothalamus of age-matched adult sheep that was significantly larger in adult rams than in ewes. 35. In fact, apparent homosexual individuals are known from all of the traditional domestic species, from sheep, cattle and horses to cats, dogs and budgerigars. 36 page. Needed. Basis. Physiological basis. A definite physiological explanation or reason for homosexual activity in animal species has not been agreed upon by researchers in the field. Numerous scholars are of the opinion that varying levels, either higher or lower, of the sex hormones in the animal, 37, in addition to the size of the animal's gonads, 24, play a direct role in the sexual behavior and preference exhibited by that animal. Others firmly argue no evidence to support these claims exists when comparing animals of a specific species exhibiting homosexual behavior exclusively and those that do not. Ultimately, empirical support from comprehensive endocrinological studies exist for both interpretations. 37, 38. Researchers found no evidence of differences in the measurements of the gonads, or the levels of the sex hormones of exclusively homosexual western gulls and ring-billed gulls. 39. However, when analyzing these differences in bisexual rams, males were found to have lower levels of testosterone and estradiol in their blood, as well as smaller gonads than their heterosexual counterparts. Citation needed. Additional studies pertaining to hormone involvement in homosexual behavior indicate that when administering treatments of testosterone and estradiol to female heterosexual animals, the elevated hormone levels increase the likelihood of homosexual behavior. Additionally, boosting the levels of sex hormones during an animal's pregnancy appears to increase the likelihood of it birthing a homosexual offspring. 37. Genetic basis. Researchers found that disabling the fucose mutarotase, FUCM, gene in laboratory mice, which influences the levels of estrogen to which the brain is exposed, caused the female mice to behave as if they were male as they grew up. The mutant female mouse underwent a slightly altered developmental program in the brain to resemble the male brain in terms of sexual preference, said Professor Changkyu Park of the Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technology in Daejeon, South Korea, who led the research. His most recent findings have been published in the BMC Genetics Journal on July 7, 2010. 40, 41. Another study found that by manipulating a gene in fruit flies, Drosophila, homosexual behavior appeared to have been induced. However, in addition to homosexual behavior, several abnormal behaviors were also exhibited apparently due to this mutation. 42. Neurobiological basis. In March 2011, research showed that serotonin is involved in the mechanism of sexual orientation of mice. 43, 44. A study conducted on fruit flies found that inhibiting the dopamine neurotransmitter inhibited lab-induced homosexual behavior. 45. Some selected species and groups. See also, seabird same-sex pairing and seabird breeding behavior, same-sex pairing. Birds. See also, list of birds displaying homosexual behavior and animal sexual behavior section birds. Black swans. Swans, Cygnus atratus. An estimated 1/4 of all black swans pairings are of males. They steal nests, or form temporary threesomes with females to obtain eggs, driving away the female after she lays the eggs. The males spent time in each other's society, guarded the common territory, performed greeting ceremonies before each other, and, in the reproductive period, premarital rituals, and if one of the birds tried to sit on the other, an intense fight began. 1-2. More of their cygnets survived to adulthood than those of different sex pairs, possibly due to their superior ability to defend large portions of land. The same reasoning has been applied to male flamingo pairs raising chicks. 46-47. Laysan albatross. Female albatross, on the northwestern tip of the island of Oahu, Hawaii, form pairs for co-growing offspring. On the observed island, the number of females considerably exceeds the number of males, 59% n equals 102-170 seconds, so 31% of females, after mating with males, create partnerships for hatching and feeding chicks. Compared to male-female couples, female partnerships have a lower hatching rate, 41% versus 87%, and lower overall reproductive success, 31% versus 67%. 48. Ibises. Main article, American White Ibis Section Breeding and Lifespan. Research has shown that the environmental pollutant methylmercury can increase the prevalence of homosexual behavior in male American white ibis. The study involved exposing chicks in varying dosages to the chemical and measuring the degree of homosexual behavior in adulthood. The results discovered was that as the dosage was increased, the likelihood of homosexual behavior also increased. The endocrine blocking feature of mercury has been suggested as a possible cause of sexual disruption in other bird species. 49-50. Mallards. Main article, Mallard Section Breeding. Two male mallards, Anas platyrhynchos. Mallards form male-female pairs only until the female lays eggs, at which time the male leaves the female. Mallards have rates of male-male sexual activity that are unusually high for birds, in some cases, as high as 19% of all pairs in a population, 36 page. Needed, Kees Moleiker of the Natural History Museum Rotterdam has observed one male mallard engage in homosexual necrophilia. 51. Penguins. Further information, penguin section behavior, and animal sexual behavior section penguins. Penguins have been observed to engage in homosexual behavior since at least as early as 1911. George Murray Levick, who documented this behavior in Adelie Penguins at Cape Adare, described it as depraved. The report was considered too shocking for public release at the time, and was suppressed. The only copies that were made available privately to researchers were translated into Greek, to prevent this knowledge becoming more widely known. The report was unearthed only a century later, and published in Polar Record in June 2012. 52. In early February 2004, the New York Times reported that Roy and Silo, a male pair of chinstrap penguins in the Central Park Zoo in New York City, had successfully hatched and fostered a female chick from a fertile egg they had been given to incubate. 21. Other penguins in New York zoos have also been reported to have formed same-sex pairs. 53. 54. In Odense Zoo in Denmark, a pair of male king penguins adopted an egg that had been abandoned by a female, proceeding to incubate it and raise the chick. 55-56. Zoos in Japan and Germany have also documented homosexual male penguin couples. 33-34. The couples have been shown to build nests together and use a stone as a substitute for an egg. Researchers at Rikkyo University in Tokyo found 20 homosexual pairs at 16 major aquariums and zoos in Japan. The Bremerhaven Zoo in Germany attempted to encourage reproduction of endangered Humboldt penguins by importing females from Sweden and separating three male pairs, but this was unsuccessful. The zoo's director said that the relationships were too strong between the homosexual pairs. 57. German gay groups protested at this attempt to break up the male-male pairs. 58. But the zoo's director was reported as saying, "We don't know whether the three male pairs are really homosexual or whether they have just bonded because of a shortage of females. Nobody here wants to forcibly separate homosexual couples." 59. A pair of male Magellanic penguins who had shared a burrow for 6 years at the San Francisco Zoo and raised a surrogate chick, split when the male of a pair in the next burrow died and the female sought a new mate. 60. Buddy and Pedro, a pair of male African penguins, were separated by the Toronto Zoo to mate with female penguins. 61. 62. Buddy has since paired off with a female. 62. Suki and Chupchikoni are two female African penguins that pair bonded at the Ramat Gan Safari in Israel. Chupchikoni was assumed to be male until her blood was tested. 63. In 2014, Jums and Hurricane, two Humboldt penguins at Wingham Wildlife Park, became the center of international media attention as two male penguins who had pair bonded a number of years earlier and then successfully hatched and reared an egg given to them as surrogate parents after the mother abandoned it halfway through incubation. 64. In 2018, Thelma and Louise, two female king penguins at Kelly Tarleton's in Auckland, New Zealand, have been in a relationship for 8 years, when most of the other eligible penguins switch partners each mating season, regardless of their orientation, or both taking care of an egg that Thelma recently hatched, but is unknown whether it was fertilized, as penguins can lay fertilized eggs after a male and a female mate, rather than the egg being fertilized after it laid. 65. Vultures. In 1998, two male griffon vultures named Dashik and Yehuda, at the Jerusalem Biblical Zoo, engaged in open and energetic sex, and built a nest. The keepers provided the couple with an artificial egg, which the two parents took turns incubating, and 45 days later, the zoo replaced the egg with a baby vulture. The two male vultures raised the chick together. 66. A few years later, however, Yehuda became interested in a female vulture that was brought into the aviary. Dashik became depressed, and was eventually moved to the Zoological Research Garden at Tel Aviv University, where he too set up a nest with a female vulture. 67. Two male vultures at the Alweder Zoo in Munster built a nest together, although they were picked on and their nest materials were often stolen by other vultures. They were eventually separated to try to promote breeding by placing one of them with female vultures, despite the protests of German homosexual groups. 68. Pigeons. Further information, pigeon section courtship and reproduction. Both male and female pigeons sometimes exhibit homosexual behavior. In addition to sexual behavior, same-sex pigeon pairs will build nests, and hens will lay infertile eggs and attempt to incubate them. Citation. Needed. Mammals. A female Labrador dog mounting another. See also, list of mammals displaying homosexual behavior and animal sexual behavior section mammals. Amazon dolphin. The Amazon River dolphin or Bodo has been reported to form up in bands of 3-5 individuals engaging in sexual activity. The groups usually comprise young males and sometimes one or two females. Sex is often performed in non-reproductive ways, using snout flippers and genital rubbing, without regard to gender. 69. In captivity, they have been observed to sometimes perform homosexual and heterosexual penetration of the blowhole, a hole homologous with the nostril of other mammals, making this the only known example of nasal sex in the animal kingdom. 69. 70. The males will sometimes also perform sex with males from the Tucuxi species, a type of small porpoise. 69. American bison. The American bison is a bovine mammal which displays homosexual behavior. Further information, American bison section behavior and ecology. Courtship, mounting, and full anal penetration between bulls has been noted to occur among American bison. The Mandan Nation Okipa Festival concludes with a ceremonial enactment of this behavior, to ensure the return of the buffalo in the coming season. 71. Also, mounting of one female by another, known as bulling, is extremely common among cattle. The behavior is hormone-driven and synchronizes with the emergence of estrus, heat, particularly in the presence of a bull. Bats. File, homosexual fellatio erect penis licking between male bonin flying foxes Teropus slaffenpone. 0166024, S002.OG. Two male bonin flying foxes Teropus slaffen, performing fellatio on each other. 72. More than 20 species of bat have been documented to engage in homosexual behavior. 26, 72. Bat species that have been observed engaging in homosexual behavior in the wild include, 26. The gray-headed flying fox, Teropus poliocephalus. The bonin flying fox, Teropus slaffen, 72. The Indian flying fox, Teropus gigandeus. Raffinesque's big-eared bat, Coronorhinus raffinesque. The common bent-wing bat, Miniopterus tribrisi. The serotine bat, Epteticus serotinus. Bechstein's bat, Myotis bechsteini. The long-fingered bat Myotis capuchini. Daubenton's bat Myotis daubentoni. The little brown bat Myotis lucifugus. The greater mouse-eared bat Myotis myotis. The whiskered bat Myotis mistassinus. Natterer's bat Myotis natterari. The common noctule, Nyctalis noctula. Lyler's bat Nyctalis lyleri. The common pipistrelle, Pipistrellus pipistrellus. The brown long-eared bat Plecotis auritus. The barbastelle, Barbastella barbastellus. The greater horseshoe bat, Rhinolophus ferumequinum. The lesser horseshoe bat, Rhinolophus hipposideros. Bat species that have been observed engaging in homosexual behavior in captivity include the Camaro flying fox, Teropus livingstonii, the Rodriguez flying fox, Teropus rodricensis, and the common vampire bat, Desmodus rodentis. 26. Homosexual behavior in bats has been categorized into six groups: mutual homosexual grooming and licking, homosexual masturbation, homosexual play, homosexual mounting, coercive sex, and cross-species homosexual sex. 26, 72. In the wild, the gray-headed flying fox, Teropus poliocephalus, engages in allogrooming wherein one partner licks and gently bites the chest and wing membrane of the other partner. Both sexes display this form of mutual homosexual grooming, and it is more common in males. Males often have erect penises while they are mutually grooming each other. Like opposite-sex grooming partners, same-sex grooming partners continuously utter a pre-copulation call, which is described as a pulsed grating call, while engaged in this activity. 26, 72. In wild bonin flying foxes, Teropus slaffen, males perform fellatio or male-male genital licking on other males. Male-male genital licking events occur repeatedly several times in the same pair, and reciprocal genital licking also occurs. The male-male genital licking in these bats is considered a sexual behavior. Allogrooming in bonin flying foxes has never been observed, hence the male-male genital licking in this species does not seem to be a byproduct of allogrooming, but rather a behavior of directly licking the male genital area, independent of allogrooming. 72. In captivity, same-sex genital licking has been observed among males of the Camaro flying fox Teropus livingstonii, as well as among males of the common vampire bat Desmodus rodentis. 26, 72. In wild Indian flying foxes Teropus gigandeus, males often mount one another, with erections and thrusting, while play wrestling. 26. Males of the long-fingered bat Myotis capuchini have been observed in the same position of male-female mounting, with one gripping the back of the other's fur. A similar behavior was also observed in the common bent-wing bat Miniopterus tribrisi. 26. In wild little brown bats, Myotis lucifugus, males often mount other males, and females, during late autumn and winter, when many of the mounted individuals are torpid. 26. 35% of mattings during this period are homosexual. 73. These coercive copulations usually include ejaculation, and the mounted bat often makes a typical copulation call consisting of a long squawk. 26. Similarly, in hibernacula of the common noctule, Nyctalis noctula, active males were observed to wake up from lethargy on a warm day and engage in mating with lethargic males and, active or lethargic, females. The lethargic males, like females, called out loudly and presented their buccal glands with opened mouth during copulation. 26. Bessie Fitzgerald, 1949, observed homosexual behaviors in all 12 British bat species known at the time. Homosexuality is common in the spring in all species, and, since the males are in full possession of their powers, I suspect throughout the summer. I have even seen homosexuality between Natterers and Dobbintons bats, Myotis natterarii and M. dobbintonii. 26. Bottlenose dolphins. See also, Animal Sexual Behavior Section Bottlenose Dolphins, and Bottlenose Dolphin Section Life History. Dolphins of several species engage in homosexual acts, though it is best studied in the bottlenose dolphins, 36 page. Needed, sexual encounters between females take the shape of beak genital propulsion, where one female inserts her beak in the genital opening of the other while swimming gently forward. 74. Between males, homosexual behavior includes rubbing of genitals against each other, which sometimes leads to the males swimming belly to belly, inserting the penis in the other's genital slit and sometimes anus. 75. Janet Mann, Georgetown University professor of biology and psychology, argues that the strong personal behavior among male dolphin calves is about bond formation and benefits the species in an evolutionary context. 76. She cites studies showing that these dolphins later in life as adults are in a sense bisexual, and the male bonds forged earlier in life work together for protection as well as locating females to reproduce with. Confrontations between flocks of bottlenose dolphins and the related species Atlantic spotted dolphin will sometimes lead to cross-species homosexual behavior between the males rather than combat. 77. Elephants. Further information, elephant section mating. African and Asian males will engage in same-sex bonding and mounting. Such encounters are often associated with affectionate interactions, such as kissing, trunk intertwining, and placing trunks in each other's mouths. Male elephants, who often live apart from the general herd, often form companionships consisting of an older individual and one or sometimes two younger males, with sexual behavior being an important part of the social dynamic. Unlike heterosexual relations, which are always of a fleeting nature, the relationships between males may last for years. The encounters are analogous to heterosexual bouts, one male often extending his trunk along the other's back and pushing forward with his tusks to signify his intention to mount. Same-sex relations are common and frequent in both sexes, with Asiatic elephants in captivity devoting roughly 45% of sexual encounters to same-sex activity. 78. Giraffes. Further information, giraffe section social life and breeding habits. Male giraffes have been observed to engage in remarkably high frequencies of homosexual behavior. After aggressive necking, it is common for two male giraffes to caress and court each other, leading up to mounting and climax. Such interactions between males have been found to be more frequent than heterosexual coupling. 79. In one study, up to 94% of observed mounting incidents took place between two males. The proportion of same-sex activities varied between 30 and 75%, and at any given time 1 in 20 males were engaged in non-combative necking behavior with another male. Only 1% of same-sex mounting incidents occurred between females. 80. Marmots. Olympic marmot, left, and hoary marmot, right. Homosexual behavior is quite common in wild marmots. 81. In Olympic marmots, Marmota olympus, and hoary marmots, Marmota caligata, females often mount other females as well as engage in other affectionate and sexual behaviors with females of the same species. 81. They display a high frequency of these behaviors, especially when they are in heat. 81. 82. A homosexual encounter often begins with a greeting interaction in which one female nuzzles her nose on the other female's cheek or mouth, or both females touch noses or mouths. Additionally, a female may gently chew on the ear or neck of her partner, who responds by raising her tail. The first female may sniff the other's genital region or nuzzle that region with her mouth. She may then proceed to mount the other female, during which the mounting female gently grasps the mounted female's dorsal neck fur in her jaws while thrusting. The mounted female arches her back and holds her tail to one side to facilitate their sexual interaction. 81, 83. Lions. Further information, sexual behavior of lions. File, Wuppertal, Zoo, Panthera leo 01, 1, i.e., Webum. Male lions mating. Both male and female lions have been seen to interact homosexually. 84, 85. Male lions pair bond for a number of days and initiate homosexual activity with affectionate nuzzling and caressing, leading to mounting and thrusting. About 8% of mountings have been observed to occur with other males. Pairings between females are held to be fairly common in captivity but have not been observed in the wild. Polecat. European polecats Mustela putorius were found to engage homosexually with non-sibling animals. Exclusive homosexuality with mounting and anal penetration in this solitary species serves no apparent adaptive function. 86 page. Needed. Primates. Bonobo. See also, bonobo section sexual social behavior. Bonobo. Bonobos, which have a matriarchal society, unusual among apes, are a fully bisexual species. Both males and females engage in heterosexual and homosexual behavior, being noted for female-female homosexuality in particular, 87, including between juveniles and adults. 88. Roughly 60% of all bonobo sexual activity occurs between two or more females. While the homosexual bonding system in bonobos represents the highest frequency of homosexuality known in any primate species, homosexuality has been reported for all great apes, a group which includes humans, as well as a number of other primate species. 89, 90, 91, page. Needed, 92, 88, 93, 94, 95, 96. Dutch primatologist Frans de Waal, on observing and filming bonobos, noted that there were two reasons to believe sexual activity is the bonobo's answer to avoiding conflict. Anything that arouses the interest of more than one bonobo at a time, not just food, tends to result in sexual contact. If two bonobos approach a cardboard box thrown into their enclosure, they will briefly mount each other before playing with the box. Such situations lead to squabbles in most other species. But bonobos are quite tolerant, perhaps because they use sex to divert attention and to diffuse tension. Bonobo sex often occurs in aggressive contexts totally unrelated to food. A jealous male might chase another away from a female, after which the two males reunite and engage in scrotal rubbing. Or after a female hits a juvenile, the latter's mother may lunge at the aggressor, an action that is immediately followed by genital rubbing between the two adults. 97. Gorillas. See also, gorilla section social structure. Homosexual behavior among female mountain gorillas has been documented. 98. Japanese macaque. Further information, Japanese macaque section behavior. With the Japanese macaque, also known as the snow monkey, same-sex relations are frequent, though rates vary between troops. Females will form consortships characterized by affectionate social and sexual activities. In some troops, up to one quarter of the females form such bonds, which vary in duration from a few days to a few weeks. Often, strong and lasting friendships result from such pairings. Males also have same-sex relations, typically with multiple partners of the same age. Affectionate and playful activities are associated with such relations. 99. Rangutans. Homosexual behavior forms part of the natural repertoire of sexual or sociosexual behavior of orangutans. Male homosexual behavior occurs both in the wild and in captivity, and it occurs in both adolescent and mature individuals. Homosexual behavior in orangutans is not an artifact of captivity or contact with humans. 100. Monkeys. Among monkeys, clarification needed, Lionel Tiger and Robin Fox conducted a study on how Depo-Provera contraceptives lead to decreased male attraction to females. 101. Sheep. Ovis aries has attracted much attention due to the fact that around 8-10% of rams have an exclusive homosexual orientation. 9, 102, 103, 104, 105. Furthermore, around 18-22% of rams are bisexual. 103. An October 2003 study by Dr. Charles E. Roselli et al., Oregon Health and Science University, states that homosexuality in male sheep found in 8% of rams is associated with a region in the rams' brains which the authors call the ovine sexually dimorphic nucleus, OSDN, which is half the size of the corresponding region in heterosexual male sheep. 35. Scientists found that the OSDN in rams that preferred females was significantly larger and contained more neurons than in male-oriented rams in ewes. In addition, the OSDN of the female-oriented rams expressed higher levels of aromatase, a substance that converts testosterone to estradiol, a form of estrogen which is believed to facilitate typical male sexual behaviors. Aromatase expression was no different between male-oriented rams and ewes. The dense cluster of neurons that comprise the OSDN express cytochrome P450 aromatase. Aromatase mRNA levels in the OSDN were significantly greater in female-oriented RAMs than in ewes, whereas male-oriented RAMs exhibited intermediate levels of expression. These results suggest that naturally occurring variations in sexual partner preferences may be related to differences in brain anatomy and its capacity for estrogen synthesis. 35. As noted before, given the potential unaggressiveness of the male population in question, the differing aromatase levels may also have been evidence of aggression levels, not sexuality. It should also be noted that the results of this study have not been confirmed by other studies. The Merck Manual of Veterinary Medicine appears to consider homosexuality among sheep as a routine occurrence and an issue to be dealt with as a problem of animal husbandry. 106. Homosexual courtship and sexual activity routinely occur among rams of wild sheep species, such as bighorn sheep, Ovis canadensis, thinhorn sheep, Ovis dalli, mouflons and urials, Ovis orientalis. 107. Usually a higher-ranking older male courts a younger male using a sequence of stylized movements. To initiate homosexual courtship, a courting male approaches the other male with his head and neck lowered and extended far forward in what is called the low-stretch posture. He may combine this with the twist, in which the courting male sharply rotates his head and points his muzzle toward the other male, often while flicking his tongue and making grumbling sounds. The courting male also often performs a foreleg kick, in which he snaps his front leg up against the other male's belly or between his hind legs. He also occasionally sniffs and nuzzles the other male's genital area and may perform the Fleeman response. Thinhorn rams additionally lick the penis of the male they are courting. In response, the male being courted may rub his cheeks and forehead on the courting male's face, nibble and lick him, rub his horns on the courting male's neck, chest, or shoulders, and develop an erection. Males of another wild sheep species, the Asiatic mouflons, perform similar courtship behaviors towards fellow males. 107. Sexual activity between wild males typically involves mounting and anal intercourse. In thinhorn sheep, genital licking also occurs. During mounting, the larger male usually mounts the smaller male by rearing up on his hind legs and placing his front legs on his partner's flanks. The mounting male usually has an erect penis and accomplishes full anal penetration while performing pelvic thrusts that may lead to ejaculation. The mounted male arches his back to facilitate the copulation. Homosexual courtship and sexual activity can also take place in groups composed of 3 to 10 wild rams clustered together in a circle. These non-aggressive groups are called huddles and involve rams rubbing, licking, nuzzling, horning, and mounting each other. Female mountain sheep also engage in occasional courtship activities with one another and in sexual activities such as licking each other's genitals and mounting. 107. Spotted hyena. See also, Animal Sexual Behavior Section Spotted Hyena, and Spotted Hyena Section Reproduction and Development. The spotted hyena is a moderately large terrestrial carnivore native to Africa. The family structure of the spotted hyena is matriarchal, and dominance relationships with strong sexual elements are routinely observed between related females. Due largely to the female spotted hyena's unique urogenital system, which looks more like a penis rather than a vagina, early naturalists thought hyenas were hermaphroditic males who commonly practiced homosexuality. 108. Not. In citation given, early writings such as Ovid's Metamorphoses and The Physiologist suggested that the hyena continually changed its sex and nature from male to female and back again. In Pedagogus, Clement of Alexandria noted that the hyena, along with the hare, was quite obsessed with sexual intercourse. Many Europeans associated the hyena with sexual deformity, prostitution, deviant sexual behavior, and even witchcraft. The reality behind the confusing reports is the sexually aggressive behavior between the females, including mounting between females. Research has shown that, in contrast to most other female mammals, female crocuta are male-like in appearance, larger than males, and substantially more aggressive, 109, and they have been masculinized without being defeminized, 108. Not. In citation given. Study of this unique genitalia and aggressive behavior in the female hyena has led to the understanding that more aggressive females are better able to compete for resources, including food and mating partners. 108-110. Research has shown that elevated levels of testosterone in utero, 111, contribute to extra aggressiveness. Both males and females mount members of both the same and opposite sex, 111-112, who in turn are possibly acting more submissive because of lower levels of testosterone in utero. 109. Reptiles. Lizards. Further information, Animal Sexual Behavior Section Lizards. Parthenogenesis. Several species of whiptail lizard, especially in the genus Aspidoscelis, consist only of females that have the ability to reproduce through parthenogenesis. 113. Females engage in sexual behavior to stimulate ovulation, with their behavior following their hormonal cycles. During low levels of estrogen, these female lizards engage in masculine sexual roles. Those animals with currently high estrogen levels assume feminine sexual roles. Some parthenogenetic lizards that perform the courtship ritual have greater fertility than those kept in isolation due to an increase in hormones triggered by the sexual behaviors. So, even though asexual whiptail lizards' populations lack males, sexual stimuli still increase reproductive success. From an evolutionary standpoint, these females are passing their full genetic code to all of their offspring, rather than the 50% of genes that would be passed in sexual reproduction. Certain species of gecko also reproduce by parthenogenesis. 114. True, homosexuality in lizards. Some species of sexually reproducing geckos have been found to display homosexual behavior, e.g. the day geckos Felsuma laticata and Felsuma sepidiana. 115. Tortoises. Jonathan, the world's oldest tortoise, an Aldabra giant tortoise, had been mating with another tortoise named Frederica since 1991. In 2017, it was discovered that Frederica was actually probably male all along, and was renamed Frederick. 116. Insects and arachnids. There is evidence of same-sex sexual behavior in at least 110 species of insects and arachnids. 117. Scharf et al. Says, males are more frequently involved in same-sex sexual, SSS, behavior in the laboratory than in the field, and isolation, high density, and exposure to female pheromones increase its prevalence. SSS behavior is often shorter than the equivalent heterosexual behavior. Most cases can be explained via mistaken identification by the active courting, mounting, male. Passive males often resist courting, mating attempts. 117. Scharf et al. Continues, SSS behavior has been reported in most insect orders, and Bagamil, 1999, provides a list of approximately 100 species of insects demonstrating such behavior. Yet this list lacks detailed descriptions, and a more comprehensive summary of its prevalence in invertebrates, as well as ethology, causes, implications, and evolution of this behavior, remains lacking. 117. Dragonflies. The head of Darner dragonfly, Basiaschna genata. Male homosexuality has been inferred in several species of dragonflies, the order Odonata. The cloacal pinchers of male damselflies and dragonflies inflict characteristic head damage to females during sex. A survey of 11 species of damsel and dragonflies, 118, 119, has revealed such mating damages in 20-80% of the males too, indicating a fairly high occurrence of sexual coupling between males. Fruit flies. Male Drosophila melanogaster flies bearing two copies of a mutant allele in the fruitless gene cord and attempt to mate exclusively with other males. 20. The genetic basis of animal homosexuality has been studied in the fly Drosophila melanogaster. 120. Here, multiple genes have been identified that can cause homosexual courtship and mating. 121. These genes are thought to control behavior through pheromones as well as altering the structure of the animal's brains. 122, 123. These studies have also investigated the influence of environment on the likelihood of flies displaying homosexual behavior. 124, 125. Bed bugs. Main article, bed bug section reproduction. Male bed bugs, Cymex lectularius, are sexually attracted to any newly fed individual and this results in homosexual mounting. This occurs in heterosexual mounting by the traumatic insemination in which the male pierces the female abdomen with his needle-like penis. In homosexual mating this risks abdominal injuries as males lack the female counteradaptive spermallage structure. Males produce alarm pheromones to reduce such homosexual mating. See also. Wikimedia Commons has media related to homosexual behavior in animals. Icon Animals Portal. LGBT Portal. Against Nature. Biology and Sexual Orientation. Cross-Species Sex. Freemartin. Hermaphroditism in Animals. Homosexuality and Psychology. Innate Bisexuality. List of Animals Displaying Homosexual Behavior. Non-Human Primate Experiments. Norms of Reaction. Plant Sexuality. Sexual Orientation. Sexual Orientation and Medicine, Disambiguation. XQ28. References. Braithwaite, L. W., Ecological Studies of the Black Swan 3, Behavior and Social Organization, Australian Wildlife Research 8, 1981, 134-146. Braithwaite, L. W., 1970. The Black Swan, Australian Natural History, 16, 375-379. Same-sex behavior seen in nearly all animals, review finds. ScienceAdaily.com, retrieved the 25th of March 2018. Same-sex behavior seen in nearly all animals. Physorg.com, the 16th of June 2009. Retrieved the 17th of November 2010. Gordon, Dr. Dennis, the 10th of April 2007. Catalog of Life reaches 1 million species. National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research. Archived from the original on the 13th of July 2007. Retrieved the 10th of September 2007. Book reviews, best-selling books and publishing business news, Publishers Weekly. PublishersWeekly.com. Retrieved the 25th of March 2018. Bagamil, 1999, page 2. Levay, Simon, 1996. Queer Science, The Use and Abuse of Research into Homosexuality. Cambridge, Massachusetts, MIT Press. p. 207. Aldo Poyani, A. F. Dixon, 2010. Animal Homosexuality, A Biosocial Perspective. Cambridge University Press. p. 179. This makes Oweries, Ram, only the second mammal known, apart from humans, capable of displaying exclusive homosexuality. Levay, Simon, 2011. Gay, Straight, and the Reason Why the Science of Sexual Orientation. Cambridge, Massachusetts, Oxford University Press. pp. 70-71. Bagamil, Bruce, 1999. Biological Exuberance, Animal Homosexuality and Natural Diversity, Stonewall in ed. New York City, St. Martin's Press. ISBN 9780312253776. Homosexual behavior occurs in more than 450 different kinds of animals worldwide, and is found in every major geographic region and every major animal group. The first known use of the word homosexual is found in Benkert Kurtbeny, K. M. 1869, paragraph 143 de Prusichen Strafkis Etzebuches VOM 14 quarters minus 1851 und sein Aufrechterhaltung als paragraph 152 im Entwurf eines Strafkis Etzebuches für den Norddeutschen Bunds, Leipzig, 1869. Reprinted in Jarvik für Sexualswissenschaften 7, 1905, pp. 1-66. Dorit, Robert, September-October 2004. Rethinking Sex. American Scientist. Retrieved the 11th of September 2007. Bagamil 1999, pp. 122-166. Bailey, Nathan W. Zuck, Marlene, 2009. Same-sex sexual behavior and evolution. Trends in ecology and evolution. 24, 8, 439-446. DOI 10.1016j.3.2009.03.014. Joan Roughgarden, Evolution's Rainbow, Diversity, Gender and Sexuality in Nature and People, University of California Press, Berkeley, 2004, pp. 13-183. Vassy, Paul L., 1995. Homosexual Behavior in Primates, A Review of Evidence and Theory. International Journal of Primatology. 16, 173-204. DOI 10.1007/BF0273547. Summer, Volker and Paul L. Vassy, 2006, Homosexual Behavior in Animals, An Evolutionary Perspective. Cambridge University Press, Cambridge. ISBN 0-521-864461. Douglas, Kate, December 7, 2009. Homosexual Selection, The Power of Same-Sex Liaisons. New Scientist. Retrieved the 21st of December 2009. Gailey, D. A. Hall, J.C. April 1989. Behavior and Cytogenetics of Fruitless in Drosophila melanogaster, Different Courtship Defects Caused by Separate, Closely Linked Lesions. Genetics. The Genetics Society of America. 121, 4, 773-785. PMC 1203660. PMID 2542123. Retrieved the 14th of December 2008. Smith, Denisha, February 7, 2004. Love That Dare Not Squeak Its Name. The New York Times. Retrieved the 10th of September 2007. Brief for Amici Curiae in Support of Petitioners, Lawrence v. Texas. Bagamil, Bruce, 1999. Biological Exuberance, Animal Homosexuality and Natural Diversity. New York, Street. Martin's Press. Bagamil, Bruce, 1999. Biological Exuberance, Animal Homosexuality and Natural Diversity. New York, New York, Street. Martin's Press. P. 164. Summer, Volker, Vassy, Paul L., eds. 2006. Homosexual Behavior in Animals, An Evolutionary Perspective. Cambridge, Cambridge Press. Retrieved 30 September 2012. Ricucci M., 2011. Same-sex sexual behavior in bats. Hystrixit, J. Mammal. 22, 1, 139-47. Doi 10.4404, Hystrix-22.1-4478. Joan Roughgarden, Evolution's Rainbow, Diversity, Gender and Sexuality in Nature and People, University of California Press, Berkeley, 2004. 1,500 Animal Species Practice Homosexuality. News-medical.net. The 23rd of October 2006. Archived from the original on May 28, 2007. Retrieved the 10th of September 2007. Homosexuality in the Animal Kingdom. nhm.uio.no. Natural History Museum, University of Oslo. February 2009. Retrieved October 6, 2017. Moskowitz, Clara, the 19th of May 2008. Homosexuality Common in the Wild, Scientists Say. Fox News. Retrieved the 2nd of July 2008. Bagamil, citing a study by Leuthold, W. 1977, African Ungulates, a comparative review of their ethology and behavioral ecology, Springer Verlag, Berlin, cited in Biological Exuberance, Animal Homosexuality and Natural Diversity, 1999. Thierry Laude La Guerre des Sexes chez les Animaux des OJACB, Paris, 2006, ISBN 2-7381-1901-8. Cold Shoulder for Swedish Sedgictresses, Germany. Deutsche Welle. The 10th of February 2005. Retrieved 17 November 2010. Gay penguin couple adopts abandoned egg in German zoo. CBC News. 5 June 2009. Roselli, Charles E. K. Larkin, John A. Resco, John N. Stelflug, Fred Stormschick, 2004. The Volume of a Sexually Dimorphic Nucleus in the Ovine Medial Preoptic Area, Anterior Hypothalamus Varies with Sexual Partner Preference. Endocrinology. 145-2-478-483. DOI 10.1210/EN.2003-1098. PMID 14525915. Archived from the original on the 9th of December 2012. Retrieved the 10th of September 2007. Bagamil, Bruce, 1999. Biological Exuberance, Animal Homosexuality and Natural Diversity. St. Martin's Press. ISBN 978-0312253776. Adler, Tina, 4 January 1997. Animals' Fancies. Society for Science in the Public. 151, 1, 8-9. JSTOR 3980720. Summer, Volker, Vassy, Paul L., eds. 2006. Homosexual Behavior in Animals, An Evolutionary Perspective. Cambridge, Cambridge Press. pp. 5-6. Retrieved 30 September 2012. Bagamil, Bruce, 1999. Biological Exuberance, Animal Homosexuality and Natural Diversity. New York, New York, Street. Martin's Press. p. 164. Moore, Matthew, 8 July 2010. Female mice can be turned lesbian by deleting gene. The Telegraph. London. Retrieved 17 November 2010. Male-like sexual behavior of female mouse lacking Fucos mutarotase. Biomed Central. 7 July 2010. Retrieved 17 November 2010. Terry, J. 2000. Unnatural ACTs in Nature, The Scientific Fascination with Queer Animals. GLQ, A Journal of Lesbian and Gay Studies. 6-2, 151-43. DOI 10.1215-106-42684-62-151. Sexual Preference Chemical Found in Mice. BBC News. 23 March 2011. Retrieved 24 March 2011. Liu, Yan, Zhang, Yune, C., Yunxia, Kim, Ji Young, Chen, Zhou Feng, Rao, Yi. 23 March 2011. Molecular Regulation of Sexual Preference Revealed by Genetic Studies of 5-HT in the Brains of Male Mice. Nature. 472, 95-99. DOI 10.1038/Nature09822. PMC 4094133. Retrieved 24 March 2011. Zuck, Marlene, 22 November 2011. Same-sex insects, what do bees or at least flies have to tell us about homosexuality? Natural History. 119, 10, 22. Bagamil 1999, pp. 487-491. Oslo Gay Animal Show Draws Crowds. BBC News. The 19th of October 2006. Retrieved the 15th of June 2009. Young, Lindsay C. Zahn, Brenda J. Vanderwerf, Eric A. The 23rd of August 2008. Successful Same-Sex Pairing in Laysan Albatross. Biology Letters. 44-323-325. DOI 10.1098, RSBL.2008.0191. ISSN 1744-9561. PMC 2610150. PMID 18505710. Milton, Joseph, 1 December 2010. Mercury Causes Homosexuality in Male Ibises. Nature. DOI 10.1038, news.2010.641. Frederick, Peter, Jayasena, Nilmini, 1 December 2010. Altered Pairing Behavior and Reproductive Success in White Ibises Exposed to Environmentally Relevant Concentrations of Methylmercury. Proceedings of the Royal Society B. 278, 1851-1857. DOI 10.1098, RSPB.2010.2189. PMC 3097836. Mulliker, C. W. The 9th of November 2001. The first case of homosexual necrophilia in the mallard Anas platyrhynchos, AVS, Anatidae, PDF. Dienzia, 8 2001, 243-247. Retrieved 6 October 2014. Unearthed study on sexual depravity in penguins. abc.net.au. The 10th of June 2012. Retrieved 25th of March 2018. They're in love, they're gay, they're penguins, and they're not alone. Columbia University, Columbia News Service, June 10, 2002. Archived from the original on January 23, 2009. Central Park Zoo's Gay Penguins Ignite Debate, 7 February 2002, San Francisco Chronicle. Denmark's Gay Penguins Become Fathers. Huffington Post, November 11, 2012. Gay Penguins Become Dads. BuzzFeed, November 9, 2012. Ananova article on Tempting Gay Penguins Straight. Ananova.com. Retrieved 17 November 2010. Follow-up Ananova article on German authorities stopping trying to change the penguin's sexual orientation after GLBTQI organization's protest. Ananova.com. Retrieved 17 November 2010. Gay outrage over penguin sex test. BBC News. 14 February 2005. Retrieved 4 May 2010. May, Meredith, 14 July 2009. Widow a wedge between zoo's male penguin pair. San Francisco Chronicle. Retrieved 17 November 2010. McCormick, Simon, 14 November 2011. Gay Penguins Reunion. Buddy and Pedro will be back together by spring. Gay Voices, The Huffington Post. Retrieved 16 November 2011. Same-sex penguin pair pursue female partners. CBC News. 12 December 2011. Schuster, Ruth, December 19, 2013. Lesbian penguins shack up at Israeli zoo. The Jewish Daily Forward. Wingham Wildlife Park. Auckland's gay penguin couple prepare for special Christmas bundle of joy. News Hub. Retrieved 24 December 2018. Eric Silver, 2 August 1999. Gay vulture couple raise surrogate chicks. The Independent. London. Retrieved 21 September 2009. Jonathan Lee, 21 September 2009. Gay, vulture couple split up at Jerusalem Zoo, then become fathers. Haaretz. Retrieved 21 September 2009. Gay vultures split up to go straight, showbiz, latest news, STV Entertainment. Entertainment.stv.tv. Retrieved 17 November 2010. Bagamil 1999, pp. 339-348. Silvestre, J.P. Some Observations on Behavior of Two Orinoco Dolphins, Inia Geoffrensis Humboldt Taiba, Pillory and GIHR 1977, in captivity, at Duisburg Zoo. Aquatic Mammals No. 11, pp. 58-65 article. Bagamil, Bruce, May 2000. Left-handed bears and androgynous cassowaries, homosexual, transgendered animals and indigenous knowledge. Whole Earth Magazine, archived by archive.org. Archived from the original on August 15, 2000. Retrieved 13 December 2013. Sugita N., November 2016. Homosexual fellatio, erect penis licking between male bonin flying foxes Teropus slaffin. PLOS 1. 11, 11, EO166024. DOI 10.1371/journal.pone.0166024. PMC 5,100,941. PMID 27,824,953. Havens A. 2006. Dewey, Tanya, Shefferly, Nancy, eds. Myotis lucifugus. Animal Diversity Web. Museum of Zoology, University of Michigan. Norris K. S. Dole T. P. 1980. Behavior of the Hawaiian Spinner Dolphin, Stenella longirostris. Fishery Bulletin. 77, 821-849. Wells, R. S. 1995. Community Structure of Bottlenose Dolphins Near Sarasota, Florida. Paper presented at the 24th International Ethological Conference, Honolulu, Hawaii. Same-sex couples common in the wild. Livescience.com. Retrieved the 25th of March 2018. Herzing, D. L. Johnson, C. M. 1997. Interspecific interaction between spotted dolphins, Stenella frontalis, and bottlenose dolphins, Tergips truncatus, in the Bahamas, 1985-1995. Aquatic Mammals. 23, 85-99. Bagamil 1999, pp. 427-430. Coem, J. 1967. Necking, Behavior in the Giraffe. Journal of Zoology. London. 151, 313-321. DOI 10.1111/J.1469-7998.1967.TB02117-X. Bagamil 1999, pp. 391-393. Bagamil 1999, pp. 525-7. Barish DP, 1973. The Social Biology of the Olympic Marmot. Animal Behavior Monographs. 6, 3, 171-245. DOI 10.1016-0003-3472-73-90002-X. Barish DP, February 1974. The Social Behavior of the Hoary Marmot Marmota calligata. Annum. Bahav. 22, 1, 256-61. DOI 10.1016-S0003347274-80077-1. Bruce Bagamil, Biological Exuberance, Animal Homosexuality and Natural Diversity, Street. Martin's Press, 1999, pp. 302-305. In his discussion of lion same-sex relations, Bagamil is making use of published work by J.B. Cooper, An Exploratory Study on African Lions, in Comparative Psychology Monographs 17, 1-48, RL. Eden, The Biology and Social Behavior of Reproduction in the Lion, in Eden, ed. The World's Cats, Volume 2, pp. 3-58, Seattle, 1974, G.B. Schaller, The Serengeti Lion, University of Chicago Press, 1972. Srivastav, Suvira, 15-31, December 2001. Lion, Without Lioness. Terragreen, News to Save the Earth. Terragreen. Archived from the original on the 14th of September 2007. Retrieved the 2nd of September 2007. Thierry Lode La Guerre des Sexes chez les Animaux et des Eaux, Jacob, Paris, 2006. ISBN 2-7381-1901-8. Clay, Zana, Klaus, Zuberbühler, 1st of March 2012. Communication during sex among female bonobos, effects of dominance, solicitation and audience. Scientific Reports. 2-291. ISSN 2045-2322. PMC 3291041. Retrieved 13 January 2019. Franz de Waal, Bonobo Sex and Society, Scientific American, March 1995, p. 82 ff. Franz B. M. de Waal, 2001. Bonobos and Fig Leaves, The Ape and the Sushi Master, Cultural Reflections by a Primatologist. Basic Books. ISBN 84-493-13252. Bonobos at the Columbus Zoo, archived August 17, 2007, at the Wayback Machine. Dawkins, Richard, 2004. Chimpanzees, The Ancestor's Tale, Houghton Mifflin. ISBN 1-155-16265-X. Franz B. M. de Waal, March 1995. Bonobo Sex and Society, Scientific American, pp. 82-88. Retrieved the 17th of July 2006. The behavior of a close relative challenges assumptions about male supremacy and human evolution. Primates.com. Retrieved the 17th of November 2010. Courtney Laird, Social Organization. bio.davidson.edu. Archived from the original on the 19th of May 2011. Retrieved the 17th of November 2010. Stanford, C. B. 1998. The Social Behavior of Chimpanzees and Bonobos. Current Anthropology. 39, 399-407. DOI 10.1086/204757. Kano, Takayoshi, 1992. The Last Ape, Pygmy Chimpanzee Behavior and Ecology. Stanford, CA, Stanford University Press. Franz B., M., DeWall, Bonobo Sex and Society, Scientific American, March 1995, pp. 82-88. Gruder, Cyril C., Stoinski, Tara S., May 11, 2016, Homosexual Behavior in Female Mountain Gorillas, Reflection of Dominance, Affiliation, Reconciliation or Arousal. PLOS 1. 11, 5, ISSN 1932-6203. EO 154185. Retrieved the 13th of January 2019. Bagamil 1999, pp. 302-305. Fox, E. A. November 2001. Homosexual Behavior in Wild Sumatran Orangutans Pongo Pygmaeus Avelii. American Journal of Primatology. 55:3, 177-181. DOI 10.1002/AJP.1051. ISSN 0275-2565. PMID 11,746,281. Lionel Tiger, 1992. The Pursuit of Pleasure. Transaction Publishers. pp. 66ff. ISBN 0-7658-0696-7. Roselli C. E., Stormchik F. 2009. The Neurobiology of Sexual Partner Preferences in Rams. Hormones and Behavior. 55:5, 611-620. DOI 10.1016/JYHBEH.2009.03.013. PMC 2,684,522. PMID 19,446,078. Roselli C. E., Stormchik F. 2009. Prenatal Programming of Sexual Partner Preference, The RAM Model. Journal of Neuroendocrinology. 21:4, 359-364. DOI 10.1111/J.1365-2826.2009.01828-X. PMC 2,668,810. PMID 19,207,819. A. Perkins, J. A. Fitzgerald, E. O. Price, 1992. Luteinizing Hormone and Testosterone Response of Sexually Active and Inactive Rams. Journal of Animal Science. 70, 7, 2086-93. PMID 1,644,682. Roselli C. E., Larkin K., Shrunk J. M., Stormchik F. 2004. Sexual Partner Preference, Hypothalamic Morphology and Aromatase in Rams. Physiology and Behavior. 83, 2, 233-45. DOI 10.1016/J.FISBA.2004.08.017. Scrivener, C. J. 2008, Behavioral Problems, Merck Manual of Veterinary Medicine. Bruce Bagamil, 1999. Hoofed Mammals, Biological Exuberance, Animal Homosexuality and Natural Diversity, Illustrated ed. St. Martin's Press. pp. 456-61. ISBN 0312192398. Like Mother, Like Cubs, Hyena Alpha Moms Jumpstart Cubs with Hormonal Jolt. Michigan State University, 2006. Archived from the original on the 29th of June 2007. Retrieved the 11th of September 2007. Holecamp, K.E., 2003. Research, Spotted Hyena, Introduction and Overview. Michigan State University, Department of Zoology. Archived from the original on the 29th of June 2007. Retrieved the 11th of September 2007. Selim, Jocelyn, the 28th of April 2006. Top Dogs, Steroid Hormones Give Hyenas a Head Start. Discover Magazine. Retrieved the 11th of September 2007. Forger, Nancy G., Lawrence G., Frank, S. Mark Breedlove, Stephen E. Glickman, 6 December 1998. Sexual Dimorphism of Perineal Muscles and Motoneurons in Spotted Hyenas. The Journal of Comparative Neurology. 375-2-333-43. doi:10.1002/SICI/1096-986-1-1996-1111-375-2333-3, ADCNE11>3.0. CO:2W. PMID:8,915,834. Retrieved the 11th of September 2007. Wilson, Sexing the Hyena, The Males Mount Each Other. University of Chicago Press. Retrieved the 11th of September 2007. Cole, Charles J. Townsend, Carol R. The 9th of May 2005. Parthenogenetic Lizards as Vertebrate Systems. Journal of Experimental Zoology. Wiley InterScience. 256, S4, 174-176. doi:10.1002/JES.14025604-36. Retrieved the 14th of December 2008. Anon, the 9th of June 2005. Geckos, It's Not Always About Sex. Science Daily. Lewis and Clark College. Retrieved the 14th of December 2008. Bajinski, R.M. 1997. Homosexuals verhalten bei Geckos der Gattungsfelsuma. Soria, 19:3-33-34. Binion, Michael, October 19, 2017. St. Helena Tortoise Has a Gay Old Time. The Times. Retrieved October 20, 2017. Scharf, I. and Martin, O. Y. 2013. Same-sex sexual behavior in insects and arachnids, prevalence, causes, and consequences. Behavioral Ecology and Sociobiology. 67, 11, 17, 19, 17, 30. doi:10.1007/seconds00265013-1610x. Dunkel S. W. 1991. Head Damage from Mating Attempts in Dragonflies, Odonata, Anisoptera. Entomological News. 102, 1, 37-41. Utzeri C. Belfiore C. 1990. Anomalous Tandems in Odonata. Fragmenta Entomologica. 22:271-288. Yamamoto D., Nakano Y., 1999. Sexual Behavior Mutants Revisited, Molecular and Cellular Basis of Drosophila Mating. Cell. Mol. Life Sci. 56, 7-8, 634-46. doi:10.1007/seconds00180050458. PMID:11,212,311. Yamamoto D., Ito H., Fujitani K., 1996. Genetic Dissection of Sexual Orientation, Behavioral, Cellular, and Molecular Approaches in Drosophila melanogaster. Neurosci. Res. 26:2, 95-107. doi:10.1016/S01680102960108-75. PMID:8,953,572. Ferber J.F., Severid F., O'Kane C.J., Saro G., Greenspan R.J., Jalen J.M., 1997. Genetic Feminization of Pheromones and Its Behavioral Consequences in Drosophila Males. Science. 276, 5318, 1555-8. doi:10.1126/science.276.5318.1555. PMID:9,171,057. Yamamoto D., Fujitani K., USUIK, Ito H., Nakano Y., 1998. From Behavior to Development, Genes for Sexual Behavior Define the Neuronal Sexual Switch in Drosophila. Mech. Dev. 73:2, 135-46. doi:10.1016/S09254773980000422. PMID:9,622,612. Zhang S.D., Odenwald W.F., 1995. Misexpression of the White W. Gene Triggers Male-Male Courtship in Drosophila. Proc. Natal. A.C.A.D. Psi. U.S.A. 92:12, 5525-9. doi:10.1073/PNAS.92.12.5525. PMC:41728. PMID:7,777,542. Svitek N., Ferber J.F., 2005. Social experience and pheromonal perception can change male-male interactions in Drosophila melanogaster.
J.
EXP. File. 208 PT5, 891-8. DOI 10.1242, JEB.01454. PMID 15,755,887. External links. National Geographic. Homosexual Behavior in Animals and Evolutionary Perspective. Driscoll, E.
V.
2008, Bisexual Species, Scientific American Mind, 19:3, pp. 68-73. Nature or Nurture, Innate Social Behaviors in the Mouse Brain. VTE, Animal Sexual Behavior, General, Sexual Selection, Sexual Reproduction, Evolution, Reproductive System, Courtship, Display, Sexual Ornamentation, Handicap, Principle, Sexy Sun Hypothesis, Fisherian Runaway, Mating Systems, Mate Choice, Mating Call, Mating Plug, Lek, Mating Copulation, Cloacal Kiss, Sexual Intercourse, Pseudocopulation, Fertilization, Internal External Sperm Competition, Traumatic Insemination, Penile Spines, Modes, Monogamy, Promiscuity, Polyandry, Polygyny, Polygynandry, Semelparity, and Iteroparity, Opportunistic Hermaphroditism, Cuckoldry, Seasonal Synchrony, Reproduction, Reproductive synchrony, sexual dimorphism, anisogamy, oogamy, Bateman's principle, bimaturism, cannibalism, coercion, sexual conflict, interlocus, intralocus, interspecies breeding, non-reproductive behavior, Fisher's principle, invertebrates, arthropods, crab, spider, scorpion, beetle, insect, butterfly, cephalopods, octopus, cnidaria, sea anemone, jellyfish, coral, echinoderms, gastropods, apophyllation, love dart, sponge, worms, earthworm, penis, fencing, fish. Fish reproduction, spawning strategies, polyandry in fish, eels, salmon, run, seahorse, sharks. Amphibians. Sexual selection, frogs, frog reproduction, salamanders. Reptiles. Sexual selection in scaled reptiles, lizards, snakes, side-blotched lizard, crocodilians, tuatara. Birds. Sexual selection, breeding behavior, golden eagle, seabirds, homosexual behavior. Mammals. Sexual selection, rut, lordosis, behavior, homosexual behavior, canid, African wild dog, coyote, dingo, domestic dog, gray wolf, red fox, dolphin, elephant, European badger, felidae, lion, tiger, cheetah, domestic cat, fossa, hippopotamus, spotted hyena, marsupial, kangaroo, pinnipeds, walrus, primates, human, bonobo, gorilla, olive, baboon, mandrill, ring-tailed lemur, sexual swelling, raccoon, rodent, short-beaked echidna. Categories, sexual orientation and science, ethology, animal sexuality, LGBT. End of included text. Jimmy Escajeda, I look at it as a mental condition. I know that this may offend some, but it is something that is unhealthy for participants and society for a variety of reasons. It should be understood that it is not a lifestyle that should be pursued or given congratulatory affections for those who come out. This creates a false sense of trendsetting or popularity gaining the status of being hip or cool if you are part of the LGBTQXYZ community and youth who naturally have rebellious dispositions in youth. 1. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 9H. James M. Driscoll, Jimmy Escajeda, are you saying that other animals also have mental conditions that goes against the natural order? Come on now, animals are not given what we call freedom and free will of choice. If other animals express homosexuality, why should humans be forced to not express this naturally? Actually, here is the truth. Gender identity is not a duplicity, it's a spectrum condition. We are not just male and female but a blend of both. We all are. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 9H. James M. Driscoll, Jimmy Escajeda, you really should watch this video to get an idea what is actually the differences between male and female in gender reassignment surgery. https://www.facebook.com/watch/. B equals 1,127,089,043,980,551. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 9H. James M. Driscoll, Jimmy Escajeda, I disagree with you in trendsetting. I will tell you why. Before 1900, being homosexual was not treated with the stigma it has since the 1950s. https://www.independent.co.uk/.johan-hari-the-hidden. Edit or delete this. Independent, CO, UK. Johan Hari, The Hidden History of Homosexuality in the US. Johan Hari, The Hidden History of Homosexuality in the US. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 9H. Include, read full article text. https://www.independent.co.uk/news/world/americas/johan-hari-the-hidden-history-of-homosexuality-and-the-is-2306.html. Johan Hari, The Hidden History of Homosexuality in the U.S. The gay and bisexual community of America predates Columbus and N-and continues to shape the nation. Why isn't it acknowledged? Johan Hari argues that it's time for the activists to come in from the margins. Johan Hari. Wednesday, the 22nd of June 2011, 0:100:115 shares. Click to follow. The Independent U.S. The American right presents homosexuality as something alien to the American experience, an intruder that inexplicably gate-crashed America in 1969 in the form of a rioting drag queen clutching a high heel in her fist as a weapon. The statements of Michelle Bachmann, Rick Santorum, or Mitt Romney insistently hint that the fag does not belong under the flag. But there's something odd here. For people who talk incessantly about honoring American history, they have built a historical picture of their country that can only be sustained by scrubbing it clean of a significant part of the population and everything they brought to the party, if not the Tea Party. In his new book, A Queer History of the United States, the cultural critic Michael Bronski runs the film backward through 500 years of American life, showing there were gays and bisexuals in every scene, making and remaking America. They were among some of the country's great icons, from Emily Dickinson to Calamity Jane to perhaps even Abraham Lincoln and Eleanor Roosevelt. The rioting drag queens of the Stonewall Inn arrive only on page 210 of a 250-page book that argues gay people weren't merely present at every stage, they had a historical mission in America. It was to expose Puritanism, scolding and sexual intolerance. Yet in a strange and disagreeable turn, Bronski concludes that in the final act of this story, gays have en masse abandoned their mission by demanding the most domestic and Puritan goal of all, monogamous marriage. Advertising. Inred invented by Teds. The gay alternative to Puritan America began before the first white settler ever arrived. The day before Christopher Columbus set foot in North America, it was a safer place for gay people than it was ever going to be again for several centuries. The limited but sturdy evidence provided by historians that Bronski draws on suggests homosexuality was treated matter-of-factly among most Native American tribes. In the records of the Lewis and Clark expeditions, Nicholas Biddle observes, among the mammitaries, if a boy shows any symptoms of effeminacy or girlish inclinations, he is put among the girls, dressed in their way, brought up with them, and sometimes married to men. 015 Top Articles 1, 6 READ More Brexit fears drag UK consumer confidence to 18-month low, survey finds. Among the Crow tribe, a horrified white observer wrote, men who dressed as women and specialized in women's work were accepted and sometimes honored, a woman who led men in battle and had four wives was a respected chief. This shouldn't be entirely romanticized. One tribe, accepted, homosexuality by raising young men to be passives, available as, sexual resources, to the tribe, which sounds uncomfortably close to rape. But in most places, different sexualities were granted room for expression, much of it consensual. The Europeans looked on in revulsion, like Jerry Falwell in a powdered wig. In the 1775 diary of Pedro Font, a Franciscan on a trip to what is now California, he warns that the sin of sodomy prevails more among the Miami than in any other nation, and concludes with a cluck, there will be much to do when the holy faith and the Christian religion are established among them. There was a lot to do and it was done with extreme violence. These practices were stamped out by force, which Bronski notes provided a template for how mainstream European culture would treat LGBT people throughout much of U.S. history. Pansexuality, what does it mean and how is it different from being bisexual? The Europeans who arrived in North America had a ferociously fierce sense of how gender and sexuality should be expressed. They had fled Britain because they felt it had become a syphilitic brothel. Although homosexuality was illegal in Elizabethan England, the culture allowed it to be represented and discussed. Christopher Marlowe could even go around semi-publicly saying, St. John the Baptist was bedfellow to Christ and leaned always in his bosom, that he used him as the sinners of Sodom. The Puritans came to America to shun all this, and to build instead a pure theocratic homeland. As the research of historian Jonathan Ned Katz shows, they meant it, many people were executed for sodomy. Yet he also uncovered cases that suggest this isn't the whole story. Look at the court records of a man called Nicholas Senchon of Windsor, Connecticut, for example. From the 1640s to 1677, he had a long history of propositioning men for sex, offering to pay men for sex and sexually assaulting male servants. He was admonished by the town elders in the late 1640s and in the 1660s, but there was a general consensus against legal charges. They liked him. The prohibition, it seems, wasn't absolute. But then, in 1677, he was convicted of attempted sodomy, publicly whipped and had his estate seized. From the start, there were Americans who dissented from the Puritanism, often in the most blatant way. In 1624, a large group of people led by a man named Thomas Morton decided to found a town based on very different principles, in an area that is now Quincy, near Boston. They called the town Marymount, popular slang at the time for illicit forms of sex, and built an 80-foot phallic symbol in the town center. They freed any indentured servants who joined them, befriended the local Native American tribe and began to intermarry with them, suggesting many of their members were heterosexuals sick of Puritan strictures and open to other ways. Marymount sounds as quintessentially American as Salem, and a lot more fun. But the conflict that runs through American history, between fundamentalism and sexual freedom, mowed down Marymount. In 1629, after a five-year-long prefiguring of life in South Beach or West Hollywood, the local Puritans invaded the town and dismantled it brick by brick. History doesn't record what they did with the phallus. Morton was deported back to London, where he became one of the most eloquent critics of the genocide of the Native Americans in Europe. The Puritan spirit was soon diluted by a flood of new immigrants who weren't drawn by their religious vision, but by economic opportunities. Between 1700 and 1720, the population almost doubled to 470,000. But it remained a fiercely sexually repressed society. In 1775, a young woman called Jemima Wilkinson had a chronic fever and announced that Jesus Christ had entered her body and stopped her from being a woman. She should no longer be called male or female, she was now neuter. She traveled across America raging against sexuality of any kind and saying nobody should ever have sex again. Crows would gather and cheer her with a mixture of glee and guilt. A huge cult of anti-sex surrounded her. Some gay people were rebelling in more inventive ways. In 1782, at the age of 22, Deborah Sampson Gannett dressed as a man and enrolled in the army as Robert Shurtleff. Read that surname again. She fought bravely in several battles, until she was wounded and exposed. Her memoirs became a bestseller, including her titillating accounts of flirting with women, and hinting at more. Again, there are hints that America at that time was more open to alternative sexualities than we have been led to believe. She sparked a popular genre that ran through the American Civil War of tales of disguised women who fought in battle. Some were even awarded military pensions. Yet here's a strange wrinkle. The ideas of the Enlightenment were at the core of America's founding, yet they didn't percolate into its view of sexuality until far later. In France, the implications of Enlightenment values for gays were obvious almost immediately. In 1789, the French National Assembly declared that liberty consists in the freedom to do everything which injures no one else, and abolished all punishments for sodomy 2 years later. The United States kept, elaborated on and enforced its sodomy laws for another 212 years. Why? The historian Ree Moore has tried to unpack how societies create dangerous groups that need to be shunned, Jews, heretics, lepers, gays, in his book The Formation of a Persecuting Society, and Bronsky subscribes to his perspective. Nothing helps to solidify a group, and to make its members feel they belong, more than identifying an enemy, or somebody who has to be expelled from the tribe. To have us, you need to have them. Perhaps precisely because America was admirably a country of immigrants, it needed to cling to the embers of Puritan homophobia to reinforce a sense of unity. It was only in 1869 that the Hungarian writer Carl Maria Kertbeny coined the word homosexual and began to try to describe the phenomenon scientifically. But as Bronsky tells it, the real break in the American conversation about gays came from a source that is often overlooked, the anarchists of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Please, nobody tell Glenn Beck, or we'll have a flowchart showing that gay marriage ineluctably leads to anarchy, which ineluctably leads to George Soros. Writers like Alexander Berkman and Emma Goldman were the first to put forward three crucial points that transformed the debate. Bronsky celebrates their challenge to narrowly constrained domesticity. They argue that sexuality is natural and positive, that sex can be solely about pleasure, and, if consensual, should not be the subject of any laws. In their suspicion of all rules and all laws, they were the first to see the nasty codes surrounding sexuality serve no positive purpose and only spread misery. Intriguingly, the first great open champions of homosexual freedom in America were, as it turns out, almost all heterosexual. It's around this same time that gay people began crafting their own narratives, albeit awkwardly and painfully, for the first time in the American story. A leading neurologist in 1894 wrote down these words of one of his patients, "The knowledge that I am so unlike others makes me very miserable. I form no acquaintances out of business, keep mostly to myself, and do not indulge my sexual feelings." The scattered, and still furtive, confessions and reflections of gays as a new century approached ache with this sense of pure isolation. Many of them believed they were the only homosexual in the world, a human dead end. But when gay people began to be able to whisper, they began to find each other. Bronsky pores over the letters pages of magazines like Physique Pictorial, which starting in 1951 depicted bodybuilders in small posing pouches. The letters whisper ever louder, "I know that I am not alone in my beliefs," and, "You are truly doing a wonderful job in uniting young men from all over the world who share a common interest." A series of historical trends were colliding to make steps towards gay equality possible. For the first time, it was becoming normal for single adults to live alone, apart from their family unit. The apartment, the car, and the city, all made anonymity possible, and with anonymity there came the flickers of freedom. Then, in 1960, a small white tablet turbocharged the cause of gay equality. The contraceptive pill separated sex and reproduction for heterosexuals, so that for them, sex became what it had always been for homosexuals, a joyous and exuberant end in itself. Straight people were no longer so inclined to tut, they were doing it themselves. The gradual expansion and freeing of straight sexuality, its depuritanization, brought with it greater tolerance for gay sexuality, as the two converged. But the most decisive turning point arrived when gay people began to band together to demand to be treated decently. The Mattachine Society was founded in 1950, named after a French Renaissance secret fraternity of unmarried men. But it couldn't agree on its central goal. The battle in that society, which created a deep split in the group within 3 years, runs through gay history from that point on and eventually breaks apart Bronsky's book. It boils down to this. Is the point of the gay struggle to say we are essentially the same as straight people, or is it to say we are different and glad to be so? My view, since reading Andrew Sullivan's masterpiece Virtually Normal when I was a teenager, is that the point of the gay rights struggle is to show that homosexuality is a trivial and meaningless difference. Gay people want what straight people want. I am the same as my heterosexual siblings in all meaningful ways, so I should be treated the same under the law, and accorded all public rights and responsibilities. The ultimate goal of the gay rights movement is to make homosexuality as uninteresting, and unworthy of comment, as left-handedness. That's not Bronsky's view. As he has made more stridently clear in his previous books, he believes that gay people are essentially different from straight people. Why is his book called A Queer History, and not A Gay History? It seems to be because the word queer is more marginal, more edgy, more challenging to ordinary Americans. He believes that while the persecution in this 500-year history was bad, the marginality was not. Gay people are marginal not because of persecution but because they have a historical cause to challenge how gender and sexuality are viewed in normative culture. Their role is to show that monogamy and gender boundaries and ideas like marriage throttle the free libidinal impulses of humanity. So instead of arguing for the right to get married, gay people should have been arguing for the abolition of marriage, monogamy, and much more besides. Just like you, is not what all Americans want, Bronsky writes. Historically, just like you, is the great American lie. He swipes at the movement for gay marriage and Sullivan in particular, as an elaborate revival of the old social purity movements, with the kicker that gays are doing it to themselves. It's easy to forget that when Sullivan first made the case for gay marriage, his events were picketed by gay people spitting this argument into his face. When Bronsky argues this case, his prose, which is normally clear, becomes oddly murky and awkward, and he may not agree with every word of my summary. This is the best I can figure out his position. He does finally explicitly say that the gay movement should have fought instead to eliminate all concept of marriage under the law, a cause that would have kept gay people marginalized for centuries, if not forever. Of course, some gay people hold revolutionary views against the social structures of marriage and the family, and so do some straight people. But they are small minorities in both groups. If you want to set yourself against these trends in the culture, that's fine, we can have an interesting intellectual debate about it. Just don't equate it with your homosexuality. When Bronsky suggests that gay marriage works against another unrealized American ideal, individual freedom and autonomy, he is bizarrely missing the point. Nobody is saying gay people have to get married, only that it should be a legal option if they want it. If you disagree with marriage, don't get married. Whose freedom does that restrict? It's bizarre that Bronski, after a rousing historical rebuttal to the right-wing attempt to write gays out of American history, ends up agreeing with Santorum, Beck and Bachman that gay people are inherently subversive and revolutionary, longing for the basic institutions of the heterosexual world to be torn down. There's a whole gay pride parade of people marching through Bronski's book who show it isn't so. I can see them marching now, down the center of the mall, the Native American chief with her four wives, Nicholas Senchin with the whip marks on his back, the residents of Marymount holding aloft their 80-feet phallus, Deborah Sampson Gannett dressed in her military uniform as Robert Shirtliff and the men from Physique Pictorial in their posing pouches, amazed to discover they are not alone. Yes, they were all Americans. And no, they didn't choose marginality and exclusion. They were forced to the margins. It would be a betrayal of them, not a fulfillment, to choose to stay there, angrily raging, when American society is on the brink of letting them into its core institutions, on the basis of equality, at long last. End of included text. Cody Dodson. They are not born that way nor are animals. The thing you posted about animals is a joke at best. All it's for is the born this way people to have something to say, look here. 1. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Travis Anderson. By the way, Professor Bruce Bajemel, who is the leading author on gay animals, and is often quoted by LGBTQ as an authority on this subject, is gay himself. If that means anything about inherent biases. 2. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll. Cody Dodson. If you don't believe the written word, perhaps you will believe a moving image. A picture is worth a thousand words. Graphic animal sexuality depicted in this video. https://www.youtube.com/watch/b=curio4tz2ga, but if you are close-minded to watch, then you are not my persuasive audience in the first place, because you don't want to know truth. Edit or delete this. YouTube.com. The 25 gay, homosexual, animals. 1. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 7H. James M. Driscoll. https://www.youtube.com/results. Edit or delete this. YouTube.com. Homosexuality and animals, YouTube. Homosexuality and animals, YouTube. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 7H. James M. Driscoll mentioned in a National Geographic video, homosexual behavior, but you don't want to be hit upside the head with truth, now do you? https://www.youtube.com/watch/b=slvt87jt. Edit or delete this. YouTube.com. Lesbianism in macaques. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 7H. James M. Driscoll. This is a truth, not an subjected assertion point of view. Do you believe truth when it is given to you point blank? Prob not. You are not my persuasive audience. 1. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 7H. Cody Dodson SMH. Dot. This is beyond laughable. They work off of hormones, pheromones, etc. Just like a dog or bull, if they smell it they start humping. It's really that simple. Cows will mount other cows when they're in heat. It doesn't mean they're homosexual, it means they are reacting to a stimulant the best way their minds can. At the end of the day, they're straight. 1. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 7H. Edited. James M. Driscoll. Jimmy Escajeda. On your comment regarding sexual activity choice, either gay or straight. One should perhaps understand the Maslow's hierarchy of human needs. This chart is from 1940s. http://awesomekramobonepleroom.school/awesome.png. Edit or delete this. awesomekramobonepleroom, school. awesomekramobonepleroom.school. awesomekramobonepleroom.school. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 6H. Write a reply. James M. Driscoll. I will say something about haters here. Haters do not follow links. They are afraid to be hit upside the head with a different point of view that maybe they must admit there is truth to the other side of the argument. Haters do not want to change their point of views. This even though logically the evidence weighs against them for a better truth. 1. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 9H. Cody Dodson Wiki. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Write a reply. Jimmy Escajeda. Are animals immune to mental conditions? Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 9H. James M. Driscoll, probably not, but considering we don't view animas with mental conditions as sinners, it kind of loses the point of holding on to mental illness as a factor. God created all animals, mental conditions, or illness, as they should be. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Jimmy Escajeda, God allows flaws and evil conditions to exist to teach us how to choose correct over incorrect for ourselves. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll, Jimmy Escajeda, what you are describing is moral agency, and moral responsibility, that is given in a different spire of this conversation. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 7H. Jimmy Escajeda, I mentioned this B.C. You mentioned sinners and God. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 7H. Edited. James M. Driscoll, Jimmy Escajeda mentioned specifically, animals and sinners. Keep on track, did not mention human as sinners. So you went off the train track because we typically do not consider animal behavior or actions as sinning. But as I have filled in the gaps, including a National Geographic video on homosexual animal behaviors. If animals do with same sex, we are just another spectrum of animal with an intelligence and a faith. Can you not see that logic? Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 7H. Write a reply. Jimmy Escajeda, I follow links but take a lot of information with skepticism because I realize there are many with agendas and false science, fake news, has been created before in a variety of topics. I always seem to find holes in the logic or science in articles. Many people take science as matter of fact, but data can be tainted and or manipulated, or data points can be missing or biased. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Hide. 29 replies. James M. Driscoll, stop the swinging of special interests, it is called for in my community address number 06, once again where Potapo is called into an intervention, http://facebook.com/james.escajeda.community.gruup.net/06/. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Jimmy Escajeda. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Jimmy Escajeda, here we go again. Cryptic links. What's this all about? Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll, did you read the spot of Potapo, in Run Ahead of Me, regarding teaching kindness? That must be taken into account when you access community address number 06, yes, that has special URL addressing technology adapted to the link. Most domains have this technology mode turned off. My domains just happen to have that mode active. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll, http://facebook.com.james.escajeda.community.gruup.net/06/. Valid link, please approve pop-ups for audio media player window for spoken voice text and music breaks. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Jimmy Escajeda, this is the kind of stuff that turns me off to a continuation of conversation with you. Most people, myself included, are taken back by this type of link post that are unnecessary distractions. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Jimmy Escajeda, also a reason people don't use these links, especially when overused in a thread. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll, it is not cryptic, this is a mode of technology that is used across the internet, the subdomain namespace is actually open defined about a character space of 290 characters. It serves the base content, you can define anything in this space, you can find there are web search references to this mode of technology used on domains. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Jimmy Escajeda, it seem like you are the only person I know on Facebook that uses them. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Jimmy Escajeda, what is, are their purpose? Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll, https://siteadvisor.com/siteport.html. URL equals gruup.net. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll, domain is cleared by SiteAdvisor, is safe to browse, check your resources A. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll, actually you sometimes come across a domain that uses this mode, but typically the mode is coded into the HTML to recognize the definitions. My content is specifically used as a direct name binding onto the content. As such, in this case, it references the source location where the content was shared. You can also find that Google indexes these links perfectly fine. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll. First name, middle, last name is a phrase I used. There is no actual subdomain pointer at the domain. Google indexed it perfectly okay. If the content is referenced in a link, it indexes it. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Jimmy Escajeda. I clicked on your first cryptic link and it took about 20 seconds to then redirect to your LinkedIn page. I didn't wait for the redirect, saw some weird graphics stuff and HTML code on the bottom, then closed the window. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll. The redirect in this case goes to LinkedIn. There is a 10-second timeout actually, so that you can approve the pop-up media player for the first time. On http://community.gruup.net. Edit or delete this. Community, gruup, net. At gruup, hashtag community, hashtag peacebuilding, main index, http://community.gruup.net. At gruup, hashtag community, hashtag peacebuilding, main index, http://community.gruup.net, realapuman.net@gmail.com, gmail. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 8H. James M. Driscoll. That page is a bit out of date. I need to reorganize IoT. Use this. http://qr.gruup.net/community/qr-persuasive-technology.html. Edit or delete this. QR, GRUWUP, net. At gruup community peacebuilding, QR persuasive. At gruup community peacebuilding, QR persuasive technology index. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 8H. James M. Driscoll. There is a link on that index page to community address number 06. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Jimmy Escajeda. This link takes me to a page of links with QR codes. Very intimidating anti-clickbait for a common user. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll. The domain use is not for the common user. As genius.it is a mode of coded interface that most can understand, I have not put any real technology to share to other users. But QR scan codes allow you to scan on your mobile device to watch them. By the way, there is nothing wrong with QR scan codes. They are used throughout community everywhere, including the checkout register receipt at Walmart. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll. Left and right of this section of that page is community address number 06 and number 06A. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Jimmy Escajeda. It's just not human interface friendly and intimidating to common users. I understand the tech, but most don't, and using them or overusing them doesn't entice common people to want to click on them. FYI. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Jimmy Escajeda. The person you want to click on these links don't know this and would most likely choose to not put forth the effort to try to follow them. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll. Jimmy Escajeda. I am looking for those persons who are above the average. It is about quality over quantity. This is another community address. http://facebook.com/jimmy-escajeda.community.gruup.net/. Edit or delete this. Facebook.com, Jimmy Escajeda, community, gruup, net. At gruup 2016, hashtag community peacebuilding, quality over quantity, no hidden agendas. At gruup 2016, hashtag community peacebuilding, quality over quantity, no hidden agendas, you webmaster redirect. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 8H. James M. Driscoll. Where this is leading is a primer on moral agency and moral responsibility, the truth. Where the deliverance of truth is being presented from a different skew of reality. Computing and moral responsibility, introducing if computers can be moral agents. http://facebook.com/jimmy-escajeda.community.gruup.net/. Edit or delete this. Facebook.com, Jimmy Escajeda, community, gruup, net. at GrewUp2018, at GrewUp2018, community.grewup.net/computing-and-moral-responsibility, source, plato.stanford.edu, written text and audio spoken voice full article links. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 7H. James M. Driscoll, I am done. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 7H. James M. Driscoll, Jimmy Escajeda, dearest friend. The Adenkra Group. Account ID name tagging exists on Facebook, just like what is shown in this reply. In technology logic terms, what that is doing is attaching this comment to your profile and can be used site-wide on any post and any comment and any person, even though you wrote the introduction subject. What this does is tag the individual comment, which you can, of course, include multiple tags. Now, if a comment can be tagged within social media platform, it has a purpose. Let's technically define my use of direct name binding URL links. If you understand that content that is stored and available on the domain sites that I own and I want to direct name tag that content to an individual, which will come up in a Google search by that name, the prefix URL namespace addressing is being used to conduct this logic function. Here is an example. http://sourcetagdomain.tagaccounted.tagatemposted.adenkra. Valid link, check the details. Or in this case, http://facebook.com/james.escajeda.posts.2350437872616468. Valid link, check the details. That is the Adenkra symbol for God. This is the technology adaptive behavior usage that is being used here. They are not cryptic, not in any fashion. Understand the logic. Edit or delete this. sourcetagdomain.tagaccounted.tagitemposted, Adenkra, GRUWUP.net. sourcetagdomain.tagaccounted.tagatemposted.adenkra.grewup.net. sourcetagdomain.tagaccounted.tagatemposted.adenkra.grewup.net. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 6H. Write a reply. Jimmy Escajeda. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Jimmy Escajeda, URL box says not secure. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Edited. James M. Driscoll, I need to redesign that page. I used it for testing purposes, and it is outdated. It requires scrolling and zoom mode to display the contents, but it is the page that is the index for http://community.grewup.net root reference. I have not yet had time to reorganize that page out, remove the QR scans and create not QR link graphics. Edit or delete this. Community, GRUWUP, net. At GrewUp, hashtag community, hashtag peacebuilding, main index, http://community.grewup.net. At GrewUp, hashtag community, hashtag peacebuilding, main index, http://community.grewup.net, realapuman.net@gmail.com, gmail. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 8H. James M. Driscoll, it has only 1424 views, where most of them are myself. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Jimmy Escajeda, you are a genius. That may also be a mental condition. Lol. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Jimmy Escajeda, since it falls outside normal parameters only. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Edited. James M. Driscoll, https://www.linkedin.com/.grewup-community/. Edit or delete this. LinkedIn.com. At GrewUp, hashtag community, hashtag peacebuilding, binding knot of reconciliation called. At GrewUp, hashtag community, hashtag peacebuilding, binding knot of reconciliation called. Potapo is missing in our modern world of information technologies. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 8H. James M. Driscoll, go from there. There is an audio narrative link introduced in this article if you want to listen to the full presentation. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Jimmy Escajeda, I think you should use a more human-friendly pic as your first graphic representation of a topic on these pages, and you may find a better response if you want a more influencing effect. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Edited. James M. Driscoll, I need to buy a more advanced graphic composer than I am currently using. I had not gotten to that part. Actually, I am still learning the new version of Paint Shop Pro, V12 or so I think. Prob decide on Photoshop. 1. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. View 8 more replies. James M. Driscoll, it is not like my domains are set for public stock offerings yet. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll, but they process coded data just perfectly and Facebook accepts the links, so does LinkedIn and most other social media platforms, because my domains do not contact malware or malinks. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Jimmy Escajeda, I'm just trying to help you. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll, I know that. Thank you for that effort. https://www.youtube.com/watch/b=pzimidico. Edit or delete this. YouTube.com. Using proper English, the F word, HQ, Monty Python. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 8H. James M. Driscoll, this script meme is replicated in very many different variants of this presentation. You can perform a YouTube search for the meaning of the word fuck, and you would be surprised. The word muck with the first letter is AF is understood in more languages across the world than any kind of word for peace. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll, UNCONDTIONALLY, true. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Jimmy Escajeda, for unlawful carnal knowledge. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll, there is that, there is also many other uses. If you are not offended by the deliverance of truth on a very versatile word, it is used to express many different aspects of the English language, not just sexually. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll, http://fuckcancer.org. Edit or delete this. fuckcancer.org. Fuck Cancer, FC Cancer Foundation. Fuck Cancer, FC Cancer Foundation. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 8H. James M. Driscoll, http://fuckyastrophysics.com. Edit or delete this. fyeahastrophysics.com. Fuckyastrophysics. Fuckyastrophysics. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 8H. James M. Driscoll, UNCONDTIONALLY, true. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll, my audience is one that can accept every aspect of lexicon to discuss a matter to a resolved condition of truth. Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. Write a reply. Jimmy Escajeda, I respect your opinion because you're respectful. Even if I disagree with some of your opinions. Hide or report this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll, http://linkedin.com/company/fuck-up-design. You cannot say that is an invalid, in operation, company, it is an apparel company. Edit or delete this. Like. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll, overview. Fucked Up Design is an Amsterdam-based design studio that specializes in printed and digital media, graphic and concept design. We are a group of young professionals who are solely dedicated to satisfying our clients' wishes through print and web design. Each individual that works for Fucked Up Design has their own specialty and know-how in their specific field of work. Whether you need a corporate identity, a style guide, or an advertisement, we can design it for you and ensure that all your wishes are fulfilled. Call us for more information or visit www.fuckeduppdesign.nl. Edit or delete this. fuckeduppdesign.nl. Design Bureau. Design Bureau. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 8H. James M. Driscoll, http://fuckeduppdesign.net is just an extension of this standard, unconditionally true. Edit or delete this. fuckeduppdesign.net. Index of. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 8H. James M. Driscoll, Facebook accepts this standard, http://fuckeduppdesign.net/banner.png. Edit or delete this. fuckeduppdesign.net. Fuckeduppdesign.net. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 8H. James M. Driscoll, now why don't you? Edit or delete this. Like, show more reactions. Reply. 8H. James M. Driscoll Facebook emoji, less than IMGSRC equals, https://emojipedia-is.s3.duelstack.is-west-1.amazonaws.co. Alt equals, exploding head on Facebook 3.0, greater than. Edit or delete this. Emojipedia US, S3. DUALSTACK, US West 1. AMAZONAWS, com. Emojipedia-is.s3.duelstack.is-west-1.amazonaws.com. Emojipedia-is.s3.duelstack.is-west-1.amazonaws.com. Like, show more reactions. Reply. Remove preview. 8H. Write a comment. Send an email to disturbingtrend@fuckeduphuman.net. Thank you. Hashtag WordStallofB. http://facebook.com/james.escajeda.community/words-to-livu-by/. Art thou dejected? Is thy mind o'ercast? To chase thy gloom, go fix some weighty truth. Chain down some passion, do some generous good. Teach ignorance to see, or grief to smile. Correct thy friend, befriend thy greatest foe. Be just in all things, make amends for follies past, and, with warm heart, forgive, and be forgiven. Let work, not words, thy virtue prove. Go act as well as prate, and then thy counsels will be strong. Thy reprimands avail. Anon. The province of the historian is to gather the threads of the past ere they elude forever his grasp and weave them into a harmonious web to which the art preservative may give immortality. Therefore he who would rescue from fast-gathering oblivion the deeds of a community and send them on to futurity in an imperishable record should deliver a plain unvarnished tale. 1-2.